In tonight's episode of Monster Hearts, Trap Souls.
The darkest self is something you can choose to become.
Some things are worth getting burned for.
You're alive, but you're not real. You don't have a soul.
The time for subtlety and patience is over. You're too powerful to put up with their garbage any longer. You hex anyone who slights you.
Every demand you fulfill brings you a little closer to feeling whole again.
Yeah. Why won't you kill me?
What?
Guest GMs.
GMs.
And it starts.
All right. We never have a good intro.
We never ever do. This is a...
Are you high? What is going on?
This is what our fans tune in for.
He's high off of power already.
Yeah. This is Jesus Rodriguez of TheFanable.com role-playing podcast.
Today we can slow that down later.
We have the technology.
We can rebuild him.
Today we're going to play a game of Monster Hearts with our special guest host,
Game Master.
Ooh. That's his actual name, legally, on his certificate.
His parents
knew what he was about.
God-given Christian.
Middle name, Anonymous.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So your name is Game Anonymous Master? And we also have a co-GM as well.
Yep. Oh, right, sorry.
We're both co-GMs.
Yeah, you're a co-GM.
We're equal
in
this.
Should I use my real name, or do I have to make something up too?
You have to be Anonymous.
Right, the other Anonymous GM.
This is not going to get confusing.
Right.
Not at all.
You should be...
GGM.
I will be HeGM.
It sounds like a horrible Dr. Seuss. The HeGM and the SheGM.
The first time we have guest hosts, this is really professional.
This is working out.
It's a learning process.
And we've just, all the other GMs that we've booked have canceled. There are no others.
Whatever, we just run
We'll have this. Even less after this recording.
Well, there is sex moves, by the way. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later. Hey.
Well, since we're going to talk about sex moves, why don't we talk about what this game is?
I could read the back text.
Awesome. Yes.
So this is Monster Hearts, designed and written by Joe McDonald.
McDonald.
Yes.
He's going to hate us now forever.
That's true.
Can't say his name. Yes.
He will hunt you down.
He will. I'm going to read the back of the book.
Great.
Monster Hearts lets you and your friends... Friends?
Or frenemies.
Yeah, or soon-to-be frenemies. Create stories about sexy monsters, teenage angst, personal horror, and secret love triangles. When you play, you explore the terror and confusion that comes both with being growing up and feeling like a monster. Based on the Apocalypse Engine, this is a game with emergent stories, messy relationships, and a structured MC role, and a focus on hard choices. How about you be the GM and I be the MC?
No.
Names have been decided.
I am he GM, you're she GM. And just for the people listening in, the MC is the Master of Ceremonies, which is the GM. That's which never gets confusing.
That is a borrowed term from Apocalypse World, I think, because Apocalypse World is set in a post-apocalyptic world, and they're thinking of, like, the Master Blaster. The Mad Max, whatever.
Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. The MC.
So when the game's over, do you just drop the mic?
We actually just knocked this mic down. Sorry, guys.
What's there? It's not mine.
Sorry, it's in the book, guys. Right.
Should I avoid hand gesturing? Does that make for bad radio?
No. The only thing that we've learned is that if you're going to use hand gestures to illustrate something, then like vocalize it. Or if you're going to address one particular person and your instinct is to point, say their character name or their name.
Yes.
Yeah, we've learned that before. It's like there was like the first couple of podcasts where it's like, okay, then you go this way, you go that way, yeah.
It's about this big and it's kind of got this thing going on in its face.
Right. That comes out great in audio.
Exactly. We can make name cards.
Well, we will definitely do that.
Oh, yes.
Before we do that, in this game, you have multiple choices, right? These are called skins. Mm-hmm. In other games, they might be called character classes. There's an array of options, and our brave players have already made their selections. So why don't we go around, and you can do three things when it's your turn. Read the text in the front of your skin, then flip the skin to the back, and there is a darkest self and a sex move. We would like you to describe those. Read those out loud as well. So we will not start with the man who's laughing. Right. So he will go last.
So they don't have a choice. They just have to do that.
Yeah, This is your choice, as in your only choice.
Okay. Is laughing your sex move?
A little bit.
So why don't we start again? With you? Also, when you read it out loud, tell us why you've chosen this character skin.
Because it always felt hollow.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of hungry. This is not here yet. No. Okay, so this is...
It could be.
It could be.
We can make anything a LARP.
doesn't make good radio.
No. That's true.
I keep wanting to get them to have cameras, and no. No cameras.
Yeah, generally when somebody approaches me and says, I've got cameras. Whoa!
That's it. It's room empties out.
And role-playing. Slow down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't want this committed to film for some reason.
Yeah, I
don't
know. Now the spotlight's on you as if we were on...
Is touching the table?
Just touch the table. That's going to read.
You're fired. CGM, you're up.
That's true. We've got two GMs, so if you're not happy with one, don't feel bad about defenestrating us.
Did you say feel Brad?
About Brad. Don't be kind of a few GMs.
That's right. That's right.
Too late. Okay, so what we got?
So almost there. Who's Brad? Who's going to be following? Okay. So this is Dan, and I've chosen the ghoul. Death changed you. It took away your contemplative joy, it dulled your senses, and it left you impossibly hungry. That hunger is always with you, like a hum in your ears that swells and crescendos until you can't hear anything else. Unattended, it will come to dominate you, but feeding it may be just as bad. There is a certain beauty to what you become, your gaunt body, its unnatural form, it draws people in. Your stark disinterest seems exotic. But underneath that disaffected presentation, the hunger. The hunger. Alright, so, and, thank you.
We're not done yet.
Alright,
yeah, I like the snapping.
So I'll go with the darkest self first and then go to the sex move, even though they're listed in different.
So quarters. You've established precedent.
Yes. Because. Sex move.
You should probably
also
finish
13.
With a sex move.
Also 13, apparently.
Oh.
No, in real life.
Again, that's why we don't have video.
Yeah. Darkest self. You will maim, kill, and destroy anything in between you and the nearest object of your hunger. You will feed relentlessly. You escape your darkest self when someone restrains you or fends you off for long enough for you to regain your composure, at least 30 or 40 minutes.
So before you go into your sex move,
yes,
we should explain.
Yes,
what
take as much time as you need
before you go into your sex move. You only knew how many times I've heard that.
before we seal that deal, let's talk about what is the darkest self.
Yes,
the darkest self is something you can choose to become. If you drop to 0 hit points. So this is a game that has hit points, effectively. It's called how much harm you can take. I believe each character can take only 4 harm. So when you are about to die, you can choose instead to become your darkest self.
Oh, so we either have to choose death or bad guy.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so... Can I just start bad guy? No.
You gotta earn it.
Other things might happen to you that might trigger it. Yeah. Or you might have eaten enough of a shit sandwich all day that it just seems appropriate spin out of control.
Yeah, can you randomly just say, I'm so pissed off at dark self now?
I just got dumb.
So I don't know if that's by the rules, but there are... if you fail a roll... It's an option that can happen.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So there are many options for it to happen.
We might actually tell you that, as in it's not your option.
if you fail roll.
We feel like
roll.
you should go to your darkest self if it feels terrible enough.
With that said, let's go on to the sex move, which you don't have to roll for. You can just have sex. Preferably not on this table.
Yeah. There's not a lot of room on it.
It's pretty sturdy, I don't know.
No, it's not that sturdy.
Whoa! And how
the... Oh, there's so much Catholic guilt! Don't tell me these things!
I really wish we could say we know that from experience. It's just the cats.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure if that makes it worse or better.
Okay, so what's with the sex move? So
what is with the sex move?
Just randomly we can...
When you have sex with another...
Okay.
Fictional
man and a woman love each other.
Right? Or a man or a man and a woman or a woman.
Yeah. Thank you, PGM.
Yes. Apparently. Anyway.
or
actually referred to me as ZGM.
I'm gonna have to go to so much therapy in this game.
Think about you are not liable for anything that happens to you in this game. Right. You may not send us your therapy bills.
We're monsters, so of course sex is complicated.
Yes.
So yes, because we're monsters.
So that said, let's see how complicated sex can be.
So so my sex move asked the ghoul, when you have sex with someone, add having sex with this person as an additional hunger. If you already have this hunger, mark experience. So I'm looking at all of you.
So wait a minute, if you sleep with someone, you're gonna want to always have sex with them, and then you get experience from that.
You know,
much like real life.
That's it. So
sounds like being at prom. Like, I had sex. Now I want to do it again. I must be a monster.
It sounds like the game designers want you to do something very specific.
Okay, so
that said,
I'm curious what the mortal's dark.
Mortal. Let's talk about the mortal.
Okay. So introduce yourself.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to break my own rule. I'm going to pantomime, for those of you playing at home, I'm going to pantomime an aspect of a high schooler that I think is very important to remember the years I spent as that, and that's going to be of having a guy with really long hair. So the mortal. None of them would understand. What you have here in this dark and secret place, it's beautiful. They warn you that this sort of beauty is dangerous, like a raging fire. Well, some things are worth getting burned for. Love has eclipsed all hope. And the dark has left you feeling beautiful. Sex.
Darkest self. Or whatever you want.
You no, I like. I follow the.
Darkest self. Nobody understands you.
Literally how it starts.
Can I just say, like, the guy who wrote this, Joe McDonald, I hope I'm not butchering your name, Joe, he's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. Mm-hmm. And he played, this is based on Apocalypse World, mm-hmm. and he played the hell out of Apocalypse World, mm-hmm. Like, for a year. So, like, this has the unfair advantage of having all that play time to work on. Mm-hmm. And he really refined the hell out of this. And you could tell he really cares about the content.
Yeah,
no. Into the description of the ghost.
The branding for this character class is very consistent. Mm-hmm. All right, so Darkest Self. Nobody understands you, or even wants to. They'd rather you disappear. Well, you're not going to disappear. You're going to make life a living hell for them. You'll betray the wicked to the judges, the weak to the executioners. You'll pit humans and supernaturals against one another until everyone looks like monsters. Only seeing the pain that you're causing your lover will ever let you escape your darkest self. Sex move, the reach around.
It does it say that?
No.
Let's be clear for the audience listening at home.
Yeah, that's not actually right. Sex shit. Move.
Okay, so
I think he'd prefer that as a sex move from the way that he's posturing.
Wait, so if you have sex with my character, my
no free gaming. No free gaming.
Sex move. When you have sex with someone, trigger their darkest self.
Oh my god!
Get down if you doubt self.
Let's be clear, your characters don't know that.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no.
You start something inside of me.
I am the goddamn forbidden fruit, which is the name of my blog.
Goddamn forbidden fruit.tumblr.com.
Another vampire IM'd me today. Whatever.
Sexy single mortals in your neighborhood.
It's just a webcam show of me looking really apathetic and bored.
Who understands me? Gosh.
Okay, so I'm Billy, and I'm playing the Hollow. They set out to make something from nothing. It's not clear whether they succeeded or not. See, it turns out that there's a lot of gray area between something and nothing.
So empty.
You're alive, but you're not real. You don't have a soul, but you you don't have a childhood memories because you don't have a childhood. You don't have parents. You have makers, and those makers forgot to give you a place in the world.
So sad.
Darkest self. Your body is a prison. You don't belong inside it. You need to put it in harm's way and make it suffer just like it made you suffer. There's got to be a way to cut yourself out of it. You need to meet your maker and hold them accountable for what they've done to you to escape your darkest self. You must come face to face with someone who feels more trapped than you do. My sex move is...
I'm kind of aroused by it. Like, let's be honest, we're all friends.
Wait,
is that thing on?
As a player?
Sex move. After having sex with someone, replace your current sex move with theirs. Adding this sentence to the end of it.
So also it grows.
So let's be clear. If you love power gaming in D&D 3.5, you will love having sex in Monster
Hearts. It sounds like the XX version of like the game. Like, if you like 3.5 and sex, I don't think any nerd would be like, nah.
Specifically, power gaming. You play D&D 3.5.
We just called Rule 34 on D&D
3.5. Yes, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
So, Daniel, you and me are going to get together, and we'll be gods at the end of this.
You'll be an XP. What do you call it when you keep mining and generating?
No, but the thing is, you keep adding them to the end of it. So you have sex with me, you gain mine, then you keep going and you just keep getting everyone else's.
Dude, guys.
Yeah. Oh, you're totally going to have monster STDs at the end of this.
That's a move.
That's a move. That's a thing.
You being the last person I sleep with was like the worst like STD. Like, oh, God, no, I got my dark self now on me.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. All right, this is Angela, and I am playing the witch.
Yeah, what's your character class?
Oh! And you'll be playing guys sleeping on couch!
Yeah, you're going to get to be very well acquainted with that new dog bed.
That's fine. At least I got a sex move so far.
In every lock of hair, every furtive glance, every secret note that transfers hands during history class, there is an invitation. An invitation to be fucked with. Not that witchcraft is about fucking with others, exactly, but it's hard not to notice how utterly malleable the world is once you know a thing or two about magic.
It's true.
Of course, a good witch like you knows restraint. A good witch turns a blind eye to all those invitations and doesn't think about how sweet vengeance and control might be.
So sweet.
A good witch is above that sort of thing.
That's right.
At least most of the time.
You're gonna get some emails.
Yeah.
You're gonna get some emails.
Yeah. Do
you want to see my wand?
Here we go. Here we go.
Yes, it's in my pants.
Yeah. Here we go.
But it doesn't have to stay there.
Oh!
Sorry.
Hypnos hypnotis.
Did you just guess levitatus? Because I'm going up. Anyways, really? Wow. I don't know. Harry Potter fans, did I totally fuck that up?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dumb I'm trying really hard. I'm just trying really hard not to make a Patronus joke here.
That said,
that sound is my respect for you dropping like a stone.
It's gray and filmy. That's all I'm saying.
So here's something I'm curious about. It sounds like your character's pretty dark. So how much darker can they get?
Oh, pretty dark. Darkest self. The time for subtlety and patience is over. You're too powerful to put up with their garbage any longer. You hex anyone who slights you. All of your hexes have unexpected side effects and are more effective than you're comfortable with. To escape your darkest self, you must offer peace to the one you have hurt the most.
That's right.
And the sex move. After sex, you can take a sympathetic token from them. They know about it. It's cool.
In your book, as we generate characters, it'll become obvious. A sympathetic token is simply an object that is close to your target.
Oh.
And will allow you to cast magic in a very subtle way without being obvious.
Yay.
Oh, like against us? Like if I give her like a sympathetic token, it's like...
Semen. But
this is, I don't know, like you're a patch. Lucky, like a patch of
hair. Class ring.
Yeah, a class ring. She could cash it on that and
exactly.
Affect me.
What is, and it could be good magic.
It could be good.
I don't know.
Hook up with the ghoul.
I don't know for a fact there is such a thing as good magic in this game. Yeah. But we will find out. And now for the He GM's personal favorite skin.
No pressure.
No pressure. You better live up to the expectations, son.
Science! Girl, look at that body. Do Andy Brooks. That's the accent you're going with this douchebag.
No. At first, it seemed innocent.
So innocent.
It gave you things. It made you feel good about yourself.
So good.
You came to it with your problems and it fixed them. When you asked how you could return the favor, it told you, be patient.
So patient.
That all debts would be settled in due time.
So many debts.
That was the first time you heard it mention debts.
That's right.
You got Satan as your corner man. Or a demon in your brain.
So deep in your brain.
Or maybe the stars glow just for you.
Just for you.
Regardless, you're a debt to something much bigger. And much scarier than you'll ever be.
And don't forget it.
Darkest self.
How much darker can you get?
It's getting pretty dark.
I actually can't even read this. Can somebody turn off some light?
That's you? The Inferno, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's the Inferno.
This is the Inferno. Say it right.
Pay the price.
Camp on a water.
Wow. Darkest self. You can't get what you need anymore. The world has left you cold and alone, shivering in the wake of your own addictions. The dark power will make some open-ended demands of you, and only promise you some lucrative and perhaps some volatile things in return. Every demand you fulfill brings you a little closer to feeling whole again, to rekindling the fire in your heart. Whenever you fulfill those demands, remove a string it holds on you. You escape your darkest self when the dark power has no more strings on you. Or when you agree to an even more worse bargain with even more dangerous dark power. Sex move.
Wait. So what's a string? We've heard this word string. String is something that you have on someone else. String is some sort of leverage. Mm. Often it's emotional. Of some sort, and you can spend the strings you have on others to fuck them over. Now, as when you want more power from your whatever it is that you give debts to, they get strings on you, and they will cash those strings.
That's good to know. Okay. Sex move.
This is gonna be weird.
When you have sex, the dog power loses a string on you. And gains a string on whoever you had sex with. So I always get a little bit of me inside of you.
Oh! Oh!
Been waiting to say that as soon as I read this card.
And there's your monster STD right there. Wow.
Actually, that is
the monster STD.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I don't even know we can play now. I feel like I feel we've expended all that energy.
No. We are just getting started.
We're all that innocent at one time. Oh, so this is the worst of it?
I sure it is.
And then there came the scene with the Jordan.
It wasn't that bad.
Excellent. So now we're going to make characters. Right. Making characters is quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has a little booklet that's an 8x11 sheet of paper printed on, folded in half.
Mm-hmm.
There are four sides.
This looks like something I'd get from the Hell House at an Ohio.
I want you to use that feeling. I like you give direction. I like you really using that feeling. Let's start from the beginning. First, you choose a name. If you do not like any of these names, choose a name that sounds similar or has a similar theme. Do not announce your name yet. There will be a point in time when we're almost finished with our characters that we will introduce our characters to each other, because that's when we will decide how we're connected.
Do you want us to actually write in these? Or
yes, please go ahead and write in these.
Okay, cool.
Use a pencil because you never know what will change.
Mm-hmm. Well, some things will change in these characters. I'm liking this character already. I'm stuck in the voice now. I'm okay with that.
I want you to stay immersed.
How much do you want me to stay immersed?
God. If you give me a debt.
This is getting hot. Kiss.
I need to use the next move on the huge GM.
That's very meta. That said, I don't know if this was recorded before, but I'd like it recorded so we have proof.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'd like everyone to say yes to the following.
Uh-huh.
We,
the he GM and she GM are not responsible for your therapy bills after this game. Whatever you do with your lives, you do it by your own choice.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes.
That was
yes.
One yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mothers against drunk driving never have evidence that.
Yeah, just say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes. You have not said yes.
Yeah, you noticed. Yeah.
We will accept yes. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. The next thing you're going to do is choose your look. Circle one from each list below.
I'm sorry, one of the things on my look is like, hungry eyes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
I have desperate eyes.
I love this.
Some people love that mortal.
Some people are smiling. Some might say you're having too much fun.
No, they ain't no much fun.
You're like, oh, I can have so much more fun. There's no end to it.
It's pretty dark fun, I gotta say.
That's right.
Fun's really dark. But it's nice. It's nice.
Excellent.
Goes with everything I wear.
Your next choice is origin. Choose one. To give you at home an example, I'm currently holding the skin for the ghost. The ghost will not be played, but I will read to you the circle, the origin options. The ghost might have been murdered in cold blood, murdered in hot passion, left to die, died from a tragic accident, or a confused death. I have no idea what a confused death is.
Excuse me, do you know why I'm murdering you? No, actually, I don't. Sorry, quick. Either died in cold blood, hot passion, or just right.
Or you deserved it. That would have been a good one.
Yeah. Open up your... Had it coming. That's in the origins.
Wow. Open up your booklet. Reveal what's hiding underneath. Just below the surface. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
I love your voice.
Excellent. In the left hand side of your skin, write down your name. Underneath, it says stats. Your stats are hot, cold, volatile, and dark. When you want to do certain things in this game, you roll certain stats. The things you can do in this game are written underneath your stat on your sheet. For example, you can use hot to turn someone on. This could give you strength on them. You can roll hot to manipulate an NPC and make them do what you want. Please note, it says NPC, not PC. You cannot actually mind control players in this game with a roll.
Yeah, what about HGMs?
HGMs you can mind control with more pizza.
I think that's universal across all gaming systems.
And also accept $20 bills.
That goes without saying, but I'm glad you underlined it for the record. I can't speak for the cheat GM, though. That said, you can't manipulate a player character, but you can get strings on them, which gives you emotional leverage. And one of the things you can do with strings, and we'll go over this a little bit later, is you can offer someone an experience point to do what you want. If you have a string on them, XP is great. Once you get 5 XP, you become more powerful, more special, and those who fucked with you, oh, they don't know what's coming next. Excellent. The next stat is cold. With cold, you can shut someone down, right? So if someone's trying to run away, trying to mess with you, or trying to trigger your sex move, you could shut them down. Hold steady. You also roll with cold. Hold steady is if, let's say, you see something horrible and shocking, and you want to get control of yourself so that you can be in the right mind to do what needs to be done. You will roll hold steady. The third stat is volatile. You can lash out physically against someone who's volatile or run away. Pretty self-explanatory. The last is dark. You can use dark to gaze into the abyss. This one requires a little bit more explanation. In this game, when you have questions, The abyss has answers. So if you're not sure what to do, or you just want to try your luck, you can gaze into the abyss. Gazing into the abyss means something different for every character. For example, if there was a chosen in this game, the Buffy analog, Buffy might go to the library and look through old tomes. And that might be the way she gazes or he gazes into the abyss. The Infernal might confer with the demonic forces the Infernal has tied itself to. It all depends. For some, staring to the abyss might be asking your parents for advice.
I suggest make it weird. It's scary. You are definitely toying with forces way beyond your mm-hmm. limited experience and control.
However I do it, I either go into the morgue or dig someone up. I have to stare into the eyes of someone's dead who is dead.
Mm-hmm. Corpse's eyes.
Corpse's eyes, because I'm trying to find what lingering aspects of their soul remains.
That's true. Even a dead corpse has more of a soul than you do.
Suck it up, Frankenstein.
Hugs are just not allowed in this game. Sex moves are okay.
Maybe as a recommendation,
no cuddling.
The witch has a coven. But perhaps the coven has all been institutionalized.
I was thinking scrying.
Scrying.
Both of those are very good. Maybe both will happen. We'll see.
Yeah. They don't have to be the same thing every time.
That's true. Oh, yes, that's a good, very good point.
Whatever you want. Whatever you think would be really fucked up. At that particular moment,
autoerotic asphyxiation, regardless of the source.
Right. You're looking at my app, gotta do it.
Wow, I'm really stumped by this question on the test. Well, time to take out the hose. I'll be right back. Somebody slammed this door shut for me.
I don't think we've ever seen someone use stare into the abyss to pass their test. This might be a first.
Wait, can I use stare into the abyss and my sex move on myself at the
same time? You can. Sex moves are with other characters.
So limited.
That's right. We apologize for anyone we've offended by saying that.
It's 2012.
So, that said, some of your powers in this game are called moves. Your special abilities, whatever makes you special, they're called moves. Some of your moves will call for you to roll certain stats. So these moves that we've gone over are not the only moves you'll be rolling with these stats. Mm-hmm. And as you increase with power by gaining 5 XP, you'll be gaining additional moves, which will add dimensions to your characters. Excellent. So, underneath where it says stats, each of you have an array of stats. Like, for example, the ghost says hot, -1, cold, 1, which is a +1, volatile, -1, and dark, +1. In this game, a 1 is very useful. Things don't generally go higher than a +3. Mm-hmm. So, look at those stats. You may add 1 to any of the stats on your character sheet.
So clearly, if it's -1, you would get, and you add it, it'd be 0.
Exactly.
Cool. That's where my iron is. I'm very cold, or I'm trying to become cold.
So write those in those boxes. And
so we get to add just 1 point.
Mm-hmm. For now.
For now.
But for later.
So there's your. These are what you start with, and then you can add 1 point to one of them.
Oh, designing characters so that they will die. I love it so much. Oh.
I thought that was called David picking up a character sheet. Yeah.
That's a style of play. It's called playing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, do you hear that, Fandible fans? For the last 2 years, I've been playing to lose, making it intentional. Every botch, every curse word, every time you've heard me slam my head against the counter, all intentional.
It's something you can inspire to yourselves at home listening.
Yes, play to fail, kids. Fandible.com. Don't even try.
We are not responsible.
Everybody at home, say yes.
Say yes. I want you to put your hand on your computer, your iPad, or whatever device you're using to listen to this right now. Close your eyes and say yes.
We
will not hold any of you liable for what happens next.
Tell you what, since I love this so much already, if you like today's podcast, just type yes into the comment section below if you want to hear more of this. Yeah. If you want us to pick this up again with the special GMs, he GM, she GM. Though, you know, labels, genders, just say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. To the right of the stats, there are a few things that will be left empty for now, but let's quickly touch upon them. There's carry forward. That simply means you'll get bonuses for certain things. So you'll make some sort of roll, and it'll say, when you act upon this, you'll get a plus one. Mm-hmm. So you just make a note there so you remember.
And you give those to us throughout the game.
There are all these moves, like, for example, where it says turn someone on, mm-hmm. to use that as an example. There is, in this case, I have printed out custom cards, but for those playing at home, you might have a sheet of paper that just simply lists all the moves.
Okay, great.
So in the case of this game, when you describe something in the fiction, right? To you activate these moves, you have to describe a character doing something, yeah. right? So to do it, you do it. So when you turn someone on, and you know that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to verbally describe turning someone on. You can simply tell us what the camera sees. Maybe it has to do with a touch or the way you look into someone's eyes. It's not all verbal. That said, when you do the requirement, you activate the move. I will slide you a card. It will tell you what stat to roll. You will roll the stat, and then it will give you choices. Those choices will determine if you get plus one, not the GM. In fact, the GM never even rolls in this game.
Really?
Why are you even here?
I really like that. That's interesting.
Yes. No rolling in any of these games.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. But everybody else needs a 2d6.
Yes.
So it actually reminds me of one of my favorite things about Dread. I would lay back, tell you the story, and let everyone else mess with the Jenga tower.
Dread is the best game. Epidai Ravishaw. I want to have your children. No offense to Emily Care Boss.
But I got mad sex moves.
That's right.
And I leave this little bit of me inside of you.
Oh, okay.
And the Jenga tower falls. Excellent. Under carry forward, it says conditions. In this game, some moves will inflict conditions on people. Mm-hmm. I believe shutting someone down will do that. Okay. When you use the condition to your benefit, you'll gain a plus one. Okay. So if you inflict a condition on someone, you can get bonuses to do future rolls to them.
Oh, cool.
Conditions last for as long as they make sense, and some moves will make them go right. Notes are just simply notes. Then it says harm. The harm on the character sheet is a circle with a crosshair in it. It has four segments, four quarters. Every time you take a point of harm, you will fill in one of those quarters, one of those slices of pie. Uh-huh. We do have pizza here. It reminds me of a pizza. When your pizza has been eaten and it's all filled in, your character dies. Unless you choose to trigger your darkest self. If you do, you erase all your harm you marked up. It's like your magical pizza. The pizza box is filled again. You're okay, but you're not okay. Experience points. At some point, we will be highlighting two of your stats. Okay. Highlighting means that every time you roll a stat, you gain an experience point. It doesn't matter if you fail the roll. It doesn't matter if you succeed. You will gain an experience point. So playing to fail, playing to lose, as some people here are fond of, will actually make you level up.
And it'll be harder to fail, EGM.
That's the most powerful character in the game.
Oh, by failing.
By failing, I only win. Why? Why?
Welcome to life, mortal.
That's why, God?
So when you mark that fifth circle, erase all the circles, and you will gain an advancement, which is in the back of your character sheet. So you guys know. Excellent. So we're going to ignore your backstory part. We'll do that last. You'll see that it's the strings. This is where you'll note strings.
Okay.
Let us move to the right side page. Different characters have different options here. For example, the ghost, it says you get this one. It has a move already filled out. And you may choose one more. Each of you will have different instructions. Go ahead, read them to yourselves, let us know if you have any questions, and then after everyone has chosen their moves, we'll move on to your backstory.
So, we should only be able to choose between three moves, right?
Everyone will get different instructions.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I've got a bunch of them.
Because I have, like...
Don't show off or anything.
Are these as well? Like,
yes,
are these,
you can choose one of them.
Oh, so this and this are all the moves.
Yeah, it's funny. There's not one filled in already there.
No.
Interesting. Okay. So it tells you follow the directions.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure that this wasn't like other moves.
Right.
Okay, cool.
But that's a good question because some characters do have two columns that are marked differently.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They all are a little different. Maybe we can have everyone read their moves out loud.
Mm-hmm. When we do the introductions, we'll have people read their moves.
Okay. You mean, when they actually... Okay, that sounds
good. Yes. I'm assuming they need NPCs, right?
I think we're in love ending. Probably not picking this. Like a,
as long as they're innocent, they could be a player character as well.
Okay. And just want to make sure.
Not that I'm playing to corrupt.
Yes, I am. Yes, this is good.
What? No.
Hizzy's GM for Warhammer 40K, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no 40K in this universe. And if you, that would be too tame.
If you see other moves, those are going to happen later when you level up. So.
What's a skin move?
A skin move is a move in your skin, which is your character book.
Yeah. Okay. We should just call it move.
They, yes. They Joe McDonald should call. The when you gain 5 XP, you get your level up immediately, even in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And does that go sequentially from the list of advancement on the back?
You may choose them in any order you
wish.
Yeah,
there's no... I know!
This options. Becomes more exciting.
Yes.
Every moment. It's not done being more exciting.
Strengthen badass body.
Ew. Girl, look at that body.
I was waiting for that from you.
Wow, you get a lot.
He knows you so well.
Are you jealous? Jealous of the witch? Should be.
She's a witch.
If you love to power game D&D 3.5 and you're going to play Monster Hearts, we highly suggest you play the witch.
If you like sex, witches, and D&D, this list is getting pretty long, actually. Well, at the end, it's like, if you like chocolate, bunnies, airplanes,
breathing,
Mars,
breathing while on an airplane with a rabid bunny on your lap. That's weird.
Covered in chocolate, then you should probably turn off your iPod or whatever and
take seek therapy. Let's be clear, we are not responsible for your therapy bills.
To listeners as well.
Yes.
Oh, wow, I like mimicry. That's kind of cool, so I can actually steer this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to take away that super strength I had and go with mimicry.
Super strength is good too. They're all good.
They're all very good. Like I was going with basic, but I'm getting an idea how this character works.
Yes. This usually means one of my
I have a good idea ending. Myself.
You remember how you died? When you tell someone about it, give them the condition morbid and roll to turn them on.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not picking that one yet.
I would really want you to
like it though.
But I like it.
Not even like just in high school. Like some girl was like, yeah, let me tell you how I died. I'd go for that. I would go for that. Not a lot of girls have told me how they got dismembered.
I really hope it was like a really embarrassing way you died. Like, yeah, my friends put like a cherry bomb in like a porta potty and I went in and that's it. I'm so turned on right now. Really? I gotta go.
How'd you die? Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Really? Oh my god, we should hang out more.
Would you like to die again?
Die in your arms last night.
Did we all grab our moves? Yep.
Does anybody need more time? Raise your hand. Excellent. We move on then. Mm-hmm. We will go in reverse order, starting with the Infernal. Mm-hmm. Infernal, what we would like you to do is tell us your name, your look, your origin, and the moves you have chosen. And then we will pass the fun to the right.
My name is the Baron, or Baron, if you want to be specific.
Are you male, female, or unsure?
I am all man. I am all man. That doesn't mean I can't love man.
Let's use that as an opportunity to introduce another aspect of this game. There's a chapter in this game called... Do you have the
book? I do.
And we're all teenagers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you guys need a chance to, like, this whole playing, it's a lot to read, right? It's so much to read, but there is, besides just the, it actually does give you little tips and a lot of you can have a group of some kind. There's like, for instance, the ghost can have a house of spooks, which is a gang that you reside with in a haunted house. So it might give you some information. So while John's looking for that, maybe you should quickly scan the how to play. It's not how to play, it just gives you some tips and some ideas. Ideas on how to be a monster.
Okay.
This game is really good with advice.
Okay.
It makes it very easy to play and easy to run. On page 42 of Monster Hearts, there's a section called Queer Content. This isn't really a game about monsters. It's a game about the confusion that arises when your body and your social world start changing without your permission. Your story will be more interesting and real if it includes queer content. It's another dimension of isolation and anxiety to explore through your characters. It's another way to keep the story feral, by breaking down our own expectations concerning what's normal, in quotes. Relationships, desires, it's all another way to introduce the messy, unrequited love interests that this game will be filled with. So essentially, I will summarize rather than read the rest of this, which is to say, you don't know what will turn you on. When a role is made, perhaps something unexpected will turn your character on. So although you might think you're into men or into women, all things might change. And they may change again. And again.
Over and over.
All before you your junior year is over. That's the best part.
Yes. Yes.
My name, as I previously stated, is the Baron. My look. Look at me, you can tell I'm vicious. And I know I need to get what I want, and I'll do whatever it takes to get it. But behind those are calculating eyes. I'll do whatever manipulations are necessary to get things done.
Clearly, you sold your soul to the demon lords.
You would think so, yes. My origin. Blackie. If I serve long enough, I'll get some more power from the big guy.
Do I force it?
So,
do your moves. Including ones you might get by default.
Okay. My infernal moves are soul debt. Name a dark power that you owe a debt to. His name. Do I tell him?
Go for it.
His name is the Tyrant. Choose two bargains that it has made with you. It can hold strings against you. Whenever it collects five strings against you, trigger your darkest self.
What? That could happen in scene one.
I know. It's kind of awesome. Second move is Dark Recruiter. When you bring an innocent soul to the dark parlor, mark experience. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You could sacrifice for experience? Yeah. Why are we even playing?
Wait.
Sorry.
We've talked about this, gentleman.
Sorry, Mr. Dooley.
Question.
Yes.
Raise your hand if your character is innocent. Be honest.
Yes. Of course you're innocent.
Yes. For the record, we would like to state...
Yeah, data. Like, I don't understand.
So the Hollow is indeed so innocent.
Good. What does the Baron wear to the first day of school?
The Baron wears black jeans with a little metal band going from his belt to his pocket. With pictures of skulls and crosses just to show them how dark I am. Black boots.
They're like totally upside down, the crosses.
Of course they are. Black boots, a shirt with a skull on it, and a black hoodie. I'll show them all.
I really wanted you to be like the head of like the Christian League at the school and just like fucking huge. Yeah,
look how he's so angry.
Reverse! Oh. I'm wearing beautifully tailored khakis. Beautiful shoes shined by my manservant, Alfred. A shirt and a tie, because old gentlemen should wear a tie. Caucasian as hell, with blonde eyes, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and just the right smile for any occasion.
That is what we call say yes and. Yeah, nice. Made an offer, he accepted it with a happy handshake. Then he made it grow.
Yes. Excellent. You used to be that guy in the black, and then he's like, now
he's transformed you into. Well, that was him junior year, or
freshman year.
Yeah, freshman year, and now he.
Jesus.
I found a higher power
over summer vacation.
Yeah,
it was just a transformation.
You went to Camp Honey Branch.
So, question: do you have any other moves you'd like to share?
Just moonwalk.
Oh, my bargains, right? Is what you mean, or?
Yes, anything you've chosen on that character sheet there.
Okay, well, I did the two moves already.
Great.
But with my soul debt, I can have two bargains from my savior. The first is the power flows through you. You can give the dark power a string in order to add two to your next roll. The second one is uncanny voices. You can give the dark power a string in order to realize a secret about someone you're talking to. Do you know if that character will reveal one of their secret fears, secret desires, or secret strength, which I promise I won't use against you.
Is that promise on the record?
Nope.
He edits this. Which I promise.
It's a verbal agreement. It totally counts.
Yes, excellent. What about the witch?
I am Sabrina. My look is...
Really?
Yes. Yes, I am Sabrina.
The teenage witch. Yes.
It is an option. My parents I didn't choose that.
That doesn't make it right.
It does. Yes, it does. Because Melissa Joan Hart is my saint.
Yeah, she is pretty awesome.
She's my major saint, except for the Republican thing.
Yeah. This show is really meant to bend his
really not. Really not Ferguson, you'd think.
No, I have no idea what he's doing.
That said.
My look is edgy. I have smirking eyes. And my origin is Wiccan. Because Angela's making herself at 16. my witch moves. Settle down, Billy.
You're playing close to home.
A little bit.
This is very Nordic now. We have playing to lose, bleed. Close right, to right. home, and soon there will be lots of bleed. Mm-hmm. Different kinds of bleed.
Where's that vampire? Alright. I have sympathetic tokens. You gain power from sympathetic tokens. Items of personal significance that you take from others. Each sympathetic token counts as a string. And I have transgressive magic. When your ritual transgresses the community's moral and sexual standards, add one to your hex casting roll.
This is the perfect character for Angela.
And speaking of hex casting, you can cast hexes. Choose two that you know to cast them. Either expend a sympathetic token during a secret ritual or meet the target's gaze and chant at them in tongues. And the two hexes that I chose are Ring of Lies. Whenever the person attempts to lie, they hear a piercing ringing noise. Big lies will often make their knees buckle and disorient them. Severe lies can cause harm or even brain damage. And then I also have Illusions. Pick one. Snakes and bugs, demonic visages, false prophecies, non-existent subtext. The hex sees that thing everywhere. You have no control over the exact images or manifestations.
So white magic, really.
Oh, yes.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse. Excellent. What about you, Hollow?
I hope only one has what Sabrina would wear today. What is she getting ready to wear to the first day of school?
Sabrina wishes that she had the money to shop at Hot Topic. Mm. Unfortunately, her parents are really stingy on the allowance. Bastards.
Wow, you are playing yourself.
Shut up, man. Plus, the money that she does get, she often goes to Barnes & Noble and goes to their witchcraft section and mm-hmm. is buying books from there. And so she has adapted the Hot Topic look, makes a lot of her own clothes, all in black. Mm. Her hair is freshly dyed. It's a very flat black. She doesn't have the money for the nicer hair dye. Flat. She's got lots of gold and silver chains that she's picked up at garage sales over the summer. Black nail polish. Stay away from a man. She's dangerous.
What was your name again, Jesus?
Baron.
Baron.
We got Baron and Sabrina so far. But who are you, Hollow?
I'm told I'm Taylor.
Taylor.
And, I don't understand why people look at me and say I'm disheveled. They tell me that colors are supposed to match. I don't get that. So I sometimes look odd, they say. My parents make me wear these glasses because they say my eyes look scared. I don't understand scared. But if it's what I feel, then that's how my eyes look. My origin was my parents were scientists, but they couldn't get it right. It didn't make me move. I would sleep. But then they made a deal with someone, and so I move now. I don't feel right, though, about that. I want to sleep a lot, but I don't sleep. My moves, though, what I have learned is I don't get hurt a lot. I mean, when people try to hurt me, it just doesn't. Even when I try to hurt myself, it doesn't. But I'm learning how to be a boy, because that's what I am. I'm a boy. My mom and dad told me so. And I'm but they don't like it because I mimic, and they say that people don't mimic, but they do, but they don't mimic so accurate. Yeah, that word. Yes. And sometimes I can do abilities that I don't even understand. And that scares Mom. And she says, don't do that, so I shouldn't do that.
But when no one's looking.
Do you dress yourself, Taylor?
My mom makes sure to dresses me. Oh, your mom. Okay. But I sometimes, because I was watching TV and they say you always have to add something that says you. So my mom dresses me in a button-up shirt, and she makes sure to wear blue jeans, and I'm allowed to have them sagging a little bit because that's what most people use. But I like wearing it's a hoodie, and I really like the color. It's very beautiful. My dad says I'm not supposed to wear it because I'm a boy, but I like it. So when they aren't looking, I take it out of my locker and I put it on. It's really, they say it's like a banana. It's a banana. And I like it a lot.
And you're innocent.
That's what they say I am.
Yes. Excellent. What about you, mortal? Actually,
I go last.
You'll go last.
Yeah.
Hey. What about you, cool?
We talked about this.
Sorry, Mr.
All right. Oh, my name is Zed. It's one of those... It's quick. It's easy. It doesn't mean a lot. Much like my existence.
Ouch.
My look is gaunt. I don't really keep much weight on these days. Even though I'm always so hungry. So very hungry. Just like the look in my eyes. My origin, well, my life was not much to talk about before, and now, well, just, I suppose I learned my lesson, I tried to end it. I saw the light coming, and then I wasn't there anymore. I got rejected. When even heaven or hell turns you away, what's the point in it all? I knew this. Then when I came back, I was... Well, not that much was different, except the hunger. I was always so hungry, and Doritos won't do it. Cheetos, whatever. No, it's flesh. It's meat. Raw. Bloody. As much of it as I can get.
Still
warm. Again, warm... Every time I give in to it, I feel stronger. I feel like I can do more.
You know, can do so much more.
The rest of the time, though, nothing else matters. I say I'm disaffected. Although, I've noticed some of the girls and boys around here kind of like that about me. Whenever I turn someone on, I roll cold. And there's one last thing, though. There was somebody that, well, it's the one spark I still feel. And I watch them sometimes, from afar, just make sure they're okay. They don't need to know. I feel better when they do. Watchful Golem. When you defend someone without them ever knowing about it, mark experience.
Zed, what do you wear? When you're out,
well,
looking for meat.
Dark clothes, not just black, it's so typical. But, you know, it's... But, you know, it's just, you know, jeans, dark colored t-shirts, anything that won't show stains too easy because, well, stains happen. Right?
Excellent. What about you, mortal?
Quick question. Lovers are other PCs, correct?
I believe so. We should definitely go for that.
Okay.
Hi. My name's Drake Raven. I'm 17. I have my own place. Moved out of Dad's house when I emancipated because he was oppressive.
not impressive. There's... Please. An orthodontist? I don't want to grow up like that. So I moved out. Make my own way. I have a place on 13th Street. Small. It's nice. No roommates. Grown up now. Got a job. Working at the coffee shop. Might have heard of it. It's right next to a club. Coffee 666. It's perfect for me. That's when I realized that my path was darker than most people's. Most people don't like to look too deeply into the things that they don't like. So I changed my name to Raven. What? I mean, it's as good a name as any. My look, if you want to label it, people have said, the people at the recruiting office for the modeling agency that I do some work for says I'm very beautiful. Something about my chin or cheekbones or my face. Whatever. Same bullshit they feed everybody. But when I did this eyeglasses shoot for Lens Crafters, they said that I have really sad eyes. Heartbreaking. Like they just look through you and they find that stuff you don't want to remember and it just pulls you right out of it.
They made me cry.
I look in the mirror all the time, but I don't notice. Like I said, I'm a barista. I'm employed. Take that, Obama. my moves, I guess, is all life is a downward spiral. My dad once yelled at me, because I failed another class. Well, like, it matters, you know, high school, it's all just bullshit anyways. And he said, "You know what, Drake? Your problem is that you play to fail." And I told him, maybe that's the point, Dad. Maybe sometimes you gotta aim down. So you're never surprised when you hit rock bottom. When I gaze into the abyss, sometimes I cut myself. And it gives me so many more answers. And I get to add two to my roll. And as I gaze into the abyss, I go down that rabbit hole. 3 days straight doing E, waking up in some club, two cities down. Gives you some perspective. And makes you curious. I met this guy once. And I don't really remember his name. It was like Gar or something, some stupid shit. But he had a lot of spikes in his skin. I never saw him bleed. I hung out with him for 12 hours. We were just doing mescaline and fucking around. I mean, whatever. But I never saw him bleed. He even cut himself. Nothing came out. He ditched town the next day and never saw him. But he left this book in my place. And it's in this weird language. But man, I can't stop reading it. It's like when I go poking my nose in affairs that aren't meant for me. Someone involved in the situation gets a string on me. But I get all the experience. Because what else is life? People get power over you. You hurt. You learn. But that's not the best part. I'm in love. There's this guy. He follows me around. He thinks I don't notice, but I do. His name's Zed.
He knows!
And we're kind of involved. Not physically. You know, mindless rutting doesn't make it real. It's what you feel. And I feel like we really have a connection. Because I have true love. I always have exactly one lover. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not Clyde from Home Room. I mean, Manslet, right? The first is chosen during my backstory. I just did. If I ever fall in love with somebody else instead, they get a string on me and they become my new lover. But I always carry one forward to earning my lover's heart or fancy. He likes black. Those are going to be the color of the flowers I leave for him when he, you know, when I don't notice him following me.
Well, Raven, do you wear on the outside what you feel on the inside? Yeah.
I cut all the labels off of my clothes. I only get vintage or secondhand. Mm. You know when you see a lot of ties and shoes in a Salvation Army? It's because usually somebody died. Mm. Because they get all that stuff in bulk from estate sales. I know. I know some of the guys who do the shipping. They get lots of them. I got over 100 dead men's ties. I wear everyone to school. I wear them as belts. I tie off my tattered jeans with them. I sometimes use them as a handkerchief because they're dead and they don't care. Freaks people out when I tell them to. One day I think I'm gonna find out who they used to belong to. Aside from that, I just wear, you know, I have my older brother's Metallica t-shirt before he went to Afghanistan, and I got my dad's pop collar tiger shirts, you know, the polo things in case I need to go to something formal. Usually I just wear jeans and shirts because that's what gets messed up at work.
Excellent. Why don't we do your backstory? Mm. We did a part of it already.
Okay.
So one more. And if you open it up, and it's in the bottom left, mm-hmm. inside your booklet. Bottom left.
Well, that's where we create strings. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what is your backstory?
Does the mortal go first or last?
With that oh, well, I think the mortal goes last, but you've already selected your lover, right?
So, oh, I didn't know that was different.
Okay. So we might as well just go with it then.
Whatever. Give three... Okay, declare one person to be your lover. Give them three strings. So these are three things that he has on me.
Yeah, right? Yes. That they can expend okay. to fuck with you or get you to do what they want.
Mm-hmm. So...
Three.
Yes. So, Zed, dear diary, Thursday, November 2nd. Zed doesn't think I know, but I do. I know I didn't check those emails. He did. He's expanding. He's smart. Cute. But I like smart more. And so he, I guess, has control and access to my email. It's kind of violating, but exciting. It's the vulnerability. Does he read all of them? Just some of them? Is he on there for hours, or just a second? Maybe I'll send somebody an email that only he would understand. You have access to my email.
Which I mostly use to, like, make sure his spam filters are up to date. Protecting you from all those Nigerian princes.
That's true love.
There it is. Oh.
I don't sleep at night.
Okay. Zed also broke into my dad's house. Yeah. Broke into my dad's house, and he took a picture of me and my mom before she died. And he has it now. I don't know why he chose that one. It's kind of off to the side. I mean, it's in the china cabinet like everything else, but it's, you know, nothing special. But why did he choose me and my mom? Not my dad. And finally, having trouble coming up for the last one because I'm creeping myself out.
You can keep it ambiguous, so when he spends a string, we can find out.
Okay, I like that one. Flashback. Nice flashback.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. He also has a montage coming.
Yes. All right. Do you have anything else in your backstory, though?
No. Declare a person my lover. Give him three strings. Oh, take one string on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just want me to.
Oh, now I broke into your house.
Okay.
That could very much be used against me.
Your dad's security footage.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you caught me. That's how you know. That's how you know it's me.
Yeah. Yes. Because
I caught on camera.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a picture of him. He's tall.
Okay.
Awesome. I can tell because he stands so many feet above the mantelpiece in my dad's living room.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Why don't you go next, Ed? What's your backstory say?
Someone reminded me what love was when I thought that death had stolen it away from me forever.
Let's have it be someone other than Raven.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Raven is creeping some people. Yes.
And it will be fun. For some of us. For us.
Yes. You know what?
I love this character.
I think it's the witch.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I think it's the witch. She never paid attention to me. She's the reason I died.
Yes.
Honestly, she never saw me. Nobody saw me, but she just looked past me every single time. And
how did you die?
I just stopped one day. My body would keep going, so I just decided to help it along. After all, my soul is already done and dead. So with all these pills, it's pretty easy. Just keep taking them, and eventually you fall asleep. I'm not supposed to wake back up.
Did you attempt to get Sabrina to notice you before the end? One last chance?
I did. Yeah, this dance, and well, you know, nobody ever really goes up to her, so I thought, well, maybe I'll go up to her myself, and she'll appreciate that I notice her. Shot me down.
How did
seriously,
she shoot you?
Nerd, what makes you think that I would go to something as banal as a high school dance? There's a full moon that night. I have better things to be doing.
I'll kill you.
says Raven, who's watching. All you can see is Raven's eyes in the dark.
So I came back. Well, I was shoved back, I suppose.
That's right.
I didn't think about it.
I didn't want you.
I think about it, though. It's, you know, maybe it's another chance. Maybe it's, you know, whatever is in charge of heaven or hell. It's their way of telling me. Maybe there's still a chance. Maybe now that I'm something I wasn't before, maybe I can finally get her to notice me. So, you get two strings on me.
Mm-hmm. What else did your backstory say?
He's on fire.
Yeah. Also, I'm on fire. fire gains five strings on me. Someone watch you die or watch you come back to life? Well, they'd want to.
You know what? How about, like, they took you... It's okay. They took you to the hospital because you were dying.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they put you in the... Because you were...
I was dead.
And I snuck in, and I was just watching you through your
eyes. Oh, great, right.
And then you woke up, and it freaked me out, and we've not talked about it, but...
Of course.
You saw me, like, I was the first thing you opened your eyes, and I ran, like, the fucking Dickens.
It's like a moment where, like, your synapse fire again, and you're looking at Billy's character, and you're like, what are you doing? And Billy's like, my sex move?
So I saw you die. So what do I? What does that get?
No, you saw me come back to life.
Oh yeah, I saw you come back to life.
So we but each gain two strings on each other.
What did you see in his eyes?
I know he's broken.
You've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, something. Everybody else has the same spark, that same, but not him. So I know he's different. Is that okay?
Yeah,
you probably what you saw was that hunger.
Yeah, I saw the hunger. Yeah. I know. You scare me.
Yeah, I came in and the first thing you saw was like, I look at you and what you saw was like that. You got that feeling of prey.
You're the predator.
Yeah, you got that feeling like prey. Of prey, like the rabbit sees the wolf.
Zed equals wolf.
Yeah,
and let's not forget,
you get two, so two string on.
Your darkest self is all about cutting yourself free, and he might want to help you.
I'm not supposed to listen to that. So
comes to you in a dream. You can always close your eyes, go back to sleep, and ignore it.
And what did you see from me? I mean, so what did you like? You get something
other than delicious?
Yeah. Yes. Well, he heard the Beatles.
Guess you know that I'm kind of. I like looking at dead bodies.
Yeah, this is the fact that you were just hanging out in the morning, freak.
Yeah,
not just hanging out, staring at a dead body.
Yeah, yeah, I was like crouching over you, like fucking, like just like eye to eye.
Something unusual that you saw.
I don't. You're. How about this? You aren't hungry around me because I'm not.
like my threat.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. You're an empty wrapper.
Yeah. I am an empty wrapper.
There's no nutritional value to be had there.
For a second, I thought you said empty raptor, and I was like, how cool do these characters get?
Oh, you'll see.
Clever girl. Excellent. Seems to, like, work in the morgue door.
So what about you, Taylor? Why don't we look at your backstory?
I've been taking social cues for someone, and doing so has taught me a lot about them. And my mom told me that I need to pick a good role model. And she said, look at someone who's clean cut and has lots of friends. So I found a bee. He said, I can call him Bee, Baron. And he tells people not to make fun of my yellow my sweatshirt. So, Baron, I know...
You and your team and high-five each other.
Yeah. Baron, I know... Flames. I get two strings on you.
Okay. Wow. No pressure.
Or yes, pressure. More pressure.
To what lengths have you gone to observe Baron and make sure that...
You have to really understand.
You're really understanding, getting...
I mimic, like, during lunch, I would sit, like, he might notice that I'd sit, like, across the way from, like, the future Republican club hangs out. And, like, he might notice, like, when he goes to reach for stuff, I grab the drink. And, you know, I follow his example when he's eating.
The exact same lunch.
Yeah, I follow him during lunch and notice it.
Can we ratchet up the creepy a little and say that you did, like, all talented Mr. Ripley? Like, you went home, dyed your hair blonde, bought a bunch of clothes like him, and, like, for, like, 48 hours over a weekend, walked around your house, like, impersonating everything you've ever watched him do.
Yeah.
And, like, no one else is home. So you're just, like, wandering around having fake conversations with people and stuff. So, like, you know everything about his psyche, in theory.
Your mom goes up to you and says, Taylor, I'm so proud of you. I almost gave up hope.
Mom, I want to stop you right there. Hope is something that we all have in our hearts. And I have hope that you believe in me, Mom.
Oh.
Goodbye, Mom. I'm just going to go to my room right now and, well, talk to someone higher up. Find the inner meaning in life. And, Mom, you're dynamite.
Honey, this is amazing. I'm going to write up that paper tonight about him.
Let's do it. Do you think this means we can get out of that deal? That we don't have to go all the way?
He seems to be progressing well, but I still need more evidence to show to the board.
Okay.
The board is going
to
want
to keep this under wraps.
Completely.
But it's coming undone every second.
Oh, no, this
wait.
Is perfect. This is perfect.
Okay, I hope you're right.
I'm closing the door, and as soon as I turn around, I've never seen him go beyond this, like, because he always goes to a dark room, like a room. So as soon as I turn around, my face falls, and I'm just staring into the mirror, and that's all I do for, like, the next 5 hours. Like, I have no... So my string on you is I can impersonation. I can impersonate you, like, spot on.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And
this is stuff I can use against him, right?
No, actually, the strings they have on you, they use against you. Yeah,
oh, they use against me.
Yeah. So, they
watch you.
I know. Okay. I know some of your codes to get into your locker and your pass and your computer. Because I just watch your hands, so I could get into. So
yeah, bring that up whenever you could. Whatever you think sounds good for your scene. Whatever useful password or code or you know.
I'm even good at, like, guessing them. Like, I just sit there and I start talking to myself. What would he do?
Like, you know all his favorite numbers, and you know the last four digits of his social security number. So you start plugging
in. You know what he
numbers.
Really does when he's praying.
And I have someone has seen through my invented past and realized that they're all lies. I give them two strings on them. Well, I give two strings to them.
So they know?
They know I have no lot. Like, I have a fake past and everything's a lie about me is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Here's your extra hot latte, Mr. Taylor, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where do you work again?
I don't need to work, because I am 17 years old, and I am with my parents.
Yeah, sure. You know, you don't need to work, you're with your folks, because yesterday...
And you just, I come boiling hot water, and I'm just, like, slurping.
He's drinking from the coffee.
He never saw Baron drink coffee, so he just doesn't know what...
Mm-hmm. Because coffee, you know, it's impure. Lord doesn't... He's Mormon. Oh, God, he's Mormon.
So,
And you have a book. This might become Dogs in the Vineyard.
So,
You see something on, like... I do have a tattoo that I hide. There is a tattoo that brought me to life. And it's... And you see it, you know, just briefly when I smile too big, you notice there's a little bit of writing on top of my gums.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it spells Emet, E-M-E-T.
Emet? Interesting.
Which is the Jewish word for life.
Interesting.
Anything actually spells made in Taiwan. But.
Yeah. So I do have a slight... So you know, and then you've just been researching that. You think you might be on to me. So I have a tattoo on my gums that says Emet.
Okay.
And you know also that you know families. I mean, you've watched your family implode. You hate your dad. You've seen me with my family.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way in hell.
That is real.
That is not real. That is
absolutely like, beaver bull.
We're like this watching him.
Yeah, I go over to the other baristas. I'm slowly like swirling some cinnamon in someone's like cocoa. I'm like, are you seeing this shit right now? Yeah. All right. So me and the rest of the me and the rest of the harpies that all work at Cafe 666 have totally torn your family apart. All right, so I've got lip tattoo and
gum
fake
tattoo.
Ass
it's
family.
Not like it says I'm that right here. Normal. Yeah.
All right, and fake ass family.
I smile too big once, and they're like, "No, no, lower the smile." And okay, and then you don't see him at anymore.
Inside smile. Inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Yep. Remember to blink every 3 seconds. Mm-hmm.
One, two. No. That'd be more natural. What would that nice boy Baron do?
We better have this message first. Oh,
Sarah! Do you have any other backstory elements we should know about?
I don't have any backstory elements.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
Yes. How about you, Sabrina?
I start the game with 2 sympathetic tokens. Decide whose and what they are. Who wants to have done it with the
push? I think I probably... Well, no, not necessarily, but, you know, like, I might have given you something of mine while I was trying to impress you.
You made me a bracelet in art class.
And it's got some of my hair in it, because it's not creepy at
all. Was that before or after you died?
Probably before. What? Part of the reason why I ended up killing myself over it. So,
yeah, my hair's in that bracelet. What glue did you use to put it? Glue, yes.
Yes.
There's glue in there.
You have an etch. Like, my first day of school, we were in art class together. And I had one of those, clip-on mini etching sketches. And you just saw me looking at you, and I was just fucking around with it. And then you get to it, it's actually like a perfect, you know, the people who do like portraits on etching sketches? Mm. And it was of you. And you took it, and I was very proud of it.
I like how we all avoided the idea of sex with Angela's character. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. I was feeling...
I'm so innocent. I wouldn't know what to do.
I was trying. Baron,
I need your help.
She can shut me down.
Additionally, one of the others caught you rummaging through their friend's stuff, but kept quiet. They get a string on me.
Oh, we have to go last speed.
I come out of the back of the cafe with a bag of garbage. Yeah, Terry, I'll be... What the fuck is this?
Someone had left it here, and I was looking to see if there was ID in it.
Sabrina, right, from French?
Yeah, oui.
Let me interfere for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we can make it with Baron.
Oh, yeah.
Does not have as many ties. I think you're going to have plenty of interaction.
Everyone gets power over me. Okay. All right, cool.
So, read that backstory element again.
Baron caught you rummaging through their friend's stuff but kept quiet. They get a string on you.
Oh, wait a minute. This might not work. You don't have any friends.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends.
She could, you know, it could be she was rummaging through my locker. So, you know, she was, because I'm the closest thing to... You know, you're interested in since...
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you know she was looking, because she was trying to figure out what the hell is my story.
Yes.
Because I'm weird.
Oh, and I saw, okay.
And you hear inside your head, she is the only stop us.
That must end.
You could have said Christians after. The witches are evil.
Thou shall not suffer a witch to live.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so easy.
What would Romney do? lose an election?
We lost. Dead, I need my two strings on you. What? In addition to the sympathetic token, I'm supposed to have two strings on you, I think.
True. You do.
Well, we can define
them. There's to be something about, like, public embarrassment. Like, again, in the lunchroom, you ask me in the middle of lunch period when the entire place is full. It's like center stage.
Right.
And I'm just like, seriously?
Or serene.
So public embarrassment.
It's horrible.
Just the character creation is making me relive some, like, PTSD from high school.
The other one is, you know, that you caught me... liable
for any PTSD experience.
You caught me, like, coming out of a supermarket, like, having, like, bought my lunch, which is about 10 pounds of raw beef. And, you know, as I didn't think anyone was looking, so as I'm putting it in, I got hungry.
So good.
Yeah, just a little bite, and so you actually I take a bite of like raw ground beef. Like,
wait, pull back, Let's zoom in.
Yeah,
it's so much better when it's fresh.
No, so that's what's really about directly
close,
from.
Do you close your eyes?
Yeah,
and what do you picture as you bite down?
It's the ground beef. It's nice and soft. It's kind of like ice cream would have been once, but no, it's so nice and smooth.
Who's holding the ice cream? Who's holding the ice cream? The ice cream cone.
I'm picturing like her just like holding out the ice cream cone. My tongue like slides over the ground. My eyes close, and I finally open my eyes. I still think I'm imagining because you're right there until I notice just the look of like, oh ew, it's close the trunk, get in the car.
If I ever have sex after this game, it will be because I have just given up trying to be a normal person. Viewers at home, listeners at home, could not see my Cirque du Soleil-esque squirming as Daniel explained the whole ice cream cone thing. Thank you for ruining sex and ice cream.
Forever.
But forever. If you do them together,
throw up a little mouth.
Excellent. Baron. Least...
Well,
everyone.
Voted most likely to succeed freshman year.
That was true. But honestly, that wasn't really the case. In the beginning, I was without direction. I didn't know what I was going for. I was dark. I wore Hot Topic clothing like all those fools. And one of those times, I even visited a witch. I came to her, and this was during a time she was more amiable to human company, when she was starting out on her dark rituals. She invited me to one. She opened a book she had found. Oh, sorry, I should have said background in the first place before I started doing this. Okay. You owe debts. Give away 3 strings, divide it any way you like between the dark power and other characters. Okay.
Dark power wants a string.
I'm going to give him a string. Oh, dark power, hold on a second.
Patience, dark power.
He wants it.
Chillax, okay. Dude.
He work at what is this exact thing
he talks about? It's not. As she opened up the book and started saying those words rang with power. As she saw my look, my lust. And as I read those looks, I saw a page that showed me my path. I looked into those words, and those words were imprinted on my mind. And as the next day, she saw exactly what those words came to, because on the next day, I have my second string, my Dark Lord, the Tyrant. My dad was a good man. He was a good Christian man, but sometimes life doesn't work your way. Sometimes you lose your job at the factory. Sometimes your wife doesn't shut up. And sometimes you have no choice but to take it out on the ones you love. But I'm sorry, Dad, I couldn't take it anymore. And the Dark Lord, the Tyrant promised me it would end if I just did one little thing. And when I made my promise, I don't remember much except grabbing that axe and going to town. When I woke up, my house was covered in blood. My mother, blank-eyed, open mouth, but no scream coming out. I thought I was going to jail, but the next day they ruled it a suicide.
It's funny how that works.
And the tyrant, I knew the tyrant was up with me, my lord. Of course, there's only one person, Sabrina, who knows the truth. But I'm sure that won't come up and bite me in the ass.
But she's about as trustworthy as they come.
She might have power on her side, but we have morals and ethics.
We knows how to use those quite well. But my Dark Lord saw I was an innocent man. He saw that I needed to grow. And thus, I told my mom I was going on a retreat. And I went to a random city. And my Dark Lord changed me into someone else and told me, go out, have fun. Because when you return, you'll be who you need to be. I went out to a club, my eyes blinded, just seeing targets. And I saw one boy. One boy that I knew I could manipulate. He looked familiar, but my eyes were just focused on what I needed. We had a bit of fun. She was a bit daft, but it was all right. He was a bit daft, it was all right.
He or she, what does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Labels!
And in the end, I had my fun and I left. It was only then after I realized, wait, I kind of go to high school with you. Kind of awkward in that type of situations. And if she ever discovered it was me, well, I'm going to have to take care of someone else in a haze.
The list is growing.
And ethical priests are not going to like that.
What?
Yeah. Your flock wouldn't like that.
If they ever find out, yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, and someone thinks they can save you. Gain a string on them. There was one time, it was right after the moment with my father, after he ended his reign. I went out covered in blood. I couldn't believe what I'd done. I was on my knees, screaming out in the woods. And I saw from the corner of my eye someone with a blood.
It's eaten every single time. I'm just trying to eat here.
Okay.
A man's got to eat. Come on.
I was covered in blood. I saw he had his blood snow cone out.
Are you going to eat that? That's a piece of my dad. Yeah.
Yeah. You can eat that.
I looked in his eyes. I saw pity. I saw someone who thought they understood. I'm not going to have any of that. No. I will stay away from you. No, I know what I need to be and not be what I need.
So here's the deal. When you see Baron here, you remember what it was like to be spit out of hell. And in hell, everyone looked like him. Everyone looked like Baron. And you hear a voice. It only comes to you now for the first time. Baron must be saved. If you can save Baron, then, although we don't have room in hell for you, we will find somewhere else to put you that you'll like, that you won't feel hunger. You might not feel anything, but you won't feel hunger. Excellent. Okay, great. So now everyone has...
Can we take a five?
I would love to take a 10-minute break so I can go to the 7-Eleven.
Before we do that,
just hold on. I know you have to go to the bathroom, but I want you to use that feeling. Just keep it deep down inside as you shake and shake. Excellent. So, we'll say this is modern times because I heard computer talk and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's 2012. It sounded like this was a Catholic high school. There's just something about coming up. And I think Mr. Tyrant here works in the school. I think the Tyrant works in the school.
Oh, really?
You may or may not know that. I don't know. But you'll know that within moments. So it's a Catholic school. We'll say, you know what? Let's fuck it. It's in Regal Park. It's in Regal Park.
Amazing. I live in Forest Hills. We go to Regal Park because it doesn't need to be prominent in order to learn up a good education.
That's right.
I love the idea. It's like Byron's getting summoned to the principal's office. No idea why. Sits down, camera slowly pans over a beautiful oaken table over a plaque, golden plaque, and it says "Principal Tyrant" on it. When you said, "I will see you later," literally, you're being literal. I like that. You switch it up, Oz. You switch it up.
So here's the thing: your Cafe 666. How mm-hmm. clever. is literally across from the Catholic high school, and no one who works there appreciates it. Yet, no matter what they can do, or no matter what they try to do, they can't seem to get the place to go away. In fact, business is booming. Which just makes you busy. Which just makes you stressed. But you also get to hear things and see things.
Excellent. But even though I work across the street from the Catholic high school, I'm still consistently 10 minutes late.
And you have a book, right? A journal that Gar gave you or mm-hmm. some sort.
Gar, yeah. Gar.
In it is a date. The date of today. And it says...
Oop, time to learn.
It says it will start with a car crash in a homeroom. And then as the people try to figure out what happened, it will be already too late because the principal has to bring certain people to detention where the ritual will both begin and end.
He's going to write that down.
And then... the pages, the words in your book start to bleed off the page. You don't know if that's ink. You don't know if that's blood. But you're pretty sure it's something that was inside someone at some point. But now it's just dripping down the side of your book and covering the floor. In its place, words disappear. But images start to form. Your journal becomes something else. You feel it. It has a pulse. It's... I don't know if it's right to say it's alive. But it is growing. Now we can take
a break. Now I use my sex move on the book.
We are back.
We're back to our episode of Monster Hunts! Monster Hunts!
It's homeroom.
The other thing that makes you squirm. We're talking about things that make you squirm. Mm-hmm. I think homeroom does. And I think we established it sounds like everyone is it's like your junior year.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like 17, right. So yeah, that'd be about
right. Yeah.
None of you drink alcohol because that would be legal.
Of course.
Of course.
That's God's law right there, through the Congress.
In fact, you hear that over the speakers. Welcome, juniors.
Don't drink.
This is Tyrant speaking. He is the principal, but he also...
Have we always had a principal with such an ominous name, or is he new this year?
It's T-A-E-R-U-N-T. It's German.
Okay, so I didn't know him before. Tyrant. The first time I heard about this, right?
This is the first time you know that he, or it, uh-huh. or whatever you'd like to think of it as, uh-huh. it honestly doesn't care. In fact, it likes you to think of it as in many ways possible. Just close your eyes and go to sleep and dream. Just think about it. Let it enter you.
So many dark and beautiful thoughts.
This is legitimately having an effect on both player and character. Mostly
I know.
This is cool.
What is cool? Describe to us at home, listening, what you're
experiencing. The EGM said that my character's notebook is transforming. The notebook that Ga left me with.
Gar.
Thank you.
Although.
Well, I mean, like. The Gar left me with the thing in the strange writing that I mentioned in my journal. The journal. Is turning into something else. And he handed me a real life physical booklet. which pages I am to keep secret, but I get to gaze upon myself. And I can legitimately say, being a seasoned LARPer, that I love this shit. and it is legitimately having a disturbing and profound effect on the player.
So whatever it is he has in his hands that he has not shared with anyone else has touched him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep this secret forever,
nope.
Just for now.
Mm-hmm.
But as the words bleed away, the last word or phrase is a signature. For the first time, you get a clue. Who wrote this? Oh, you don't have to write it down because you know who they are. It is Tyrant. But the words that are written down that you quickly forget as you read them are his real name. But it is so undescribable, so confusing, so wonderful,
so beautiful.
Like for a moment you're like, for something that I expected to be so sinister, it's just so ironically pleasing that, wait, it's gone. I'm never going to experience that feeling again. It's a sense of loss that you now have.
And it's with that sense of loss that I go to homeroom.
That's the perfect place to go, actually.
Yeah. And you know today is the date.
Now, this is the closest thing to a map I think Monster Hearts will ever have. Is your homeroom seating.
No!
Yes.
It's a little fun. Your homeroom teacher is Mr. Hook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He teaches French.
Ah.
Okay. We.
Language of the enemy.
Yeah, oh, yes. This language against freedom. And he likes to idly write lots of French words. And even if none of you take French, he wants to make sure all of you learn some French.
That's too unfair. Oui.
So where do you sit, Zed? You want to tell us where you sit? This is the door down here.
Close the door as possible.
Are we happy to fight over the last row?
Yeah, no, I'm already there. Zed is there.
You sit, your character sits in class the same way I actually do sit in class.
Just write down where you sit.
Basically, like, his eyes are like...
You actually are allowed to decide where you want to sit. You know, Dr. Hook is very forward-thinking. I mean, Dr. Hook. Yeah, Mr. Hook. You know that guy. So
he was in the Army, so he was a captain.
Well, no, he's actually Navy. So, yeah.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I can hear all the things that happen around me.
Yeah. It'd be best if you you filled out first.
Everyone knows exactly where the Baron would sit in class to get the most educational from the teacher.
Absolutely.
I'm close to the window, but I'm right to the side of Baron, so I am right there, Taylor.
When you just make that choice, I know you're making that choice in character, out of character, both.
I'm making it because he's the most popular, and he's clean cut, like my parents said, and it feels like I should be observing him because he's as normal as they could be. So it's very good for me to be able to watch him.
So this entire
Sabrina right in the corner, all the way in the back.
Yep,
but you can see everybody. You can see the back,
but they can't see me.
Right.
So really quick,
I don't know who would want to see you.
I apologize for interrupting, but that entire change that we just had, where I asked you, did you make this in character as a person who might have had a soul? Or did you make this as a thing that was created and made? This is everything you experience in your dream. You think of your parents and how clean cut they want you to be and how they just want the best for you. You think of Baron and how he is everything that a human can hope to be. Maybe a little bit higher than that. But even getting close would be rewarding. And you think of the window. There's just something about the window. And the sound it makes when glass breaks.
I don't like these thoughts, I say as I open up my backpack. And no one's... Maybe some people, like one or two people heard me. And I just put on my my extremely yellow hoodie. And I just put it over my head. And I just look down at and as soon as that goes over my face... All those thoughts are gone. I don't need to think of them anymore. I'm done.
Excellent.
So I don't know. I'm thinking, like, whenever you guys feel like you want to create a fellow student, mm-hmm. they'll go in here.
Okay.
Whenever you think, like, we could actually make one or two just NPCs right now. We don't have to mm-hmm. think too hard about them.
Okay.
So what other people would be in this classroom?
I want the
A nerd. Just a stereotypical computer nerd right behind me.
Right behind you. Okay.
Always talking about, like, comic books and Iron Man and robots.
Let's give him a name.
Steve. David. No. Steve.
Steve. Okay.
Let's not make this more complicated. David. No, the nerd. Yeah. Steve. Yeah.
Nerd. This poor guy. What other?
Comic book nerd.
Comic book, specifically.
Yeah, he's a comic book nerd. Yeah.
All right.
Lindsay, let's try to balance out the gender gap here, people.
Yes, exactly.
Lindsay's athletic. She sits in the upper right-hand corner.
Rugby. Right next to Baron?
Yeah, right next to Baron. Lindsay, she plays rugby. She's on varsity field hockey.
Jock.
She's a jock, but she's not your stereotypical testosterone-induced masculine jock. She's just a very athletic girl who has to deal with the fact that most girls are not encouraged in high school to be as athletic as she is.
Okay, excellent. And just one more for fun. We'll leave one desk open for whatever. Anyone else?
Billy, the douchebag.
there's one named Cynthia. She's what's it called when a girl is put in college just to become a wife?
She's on her way for her MRS?
Yeah, yes.
Her
Mrs. degree. She's on her way to her
Miss. Woman that goes to college and
to find a husband.
But this is the high school version.
Well,
she's on the track.
Yeah. She's on the track. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Her name is Sylvia. She's
promise keeper.
Oh,
she's a promise keeper. You know.
Well, there's a separate. I don't remember what the women's version of promise keepers was.
It's like the ring where I promise not my like the ring people that.
Can we say that this conversation is happening in class?
Yes. She might have. She has a circle pin that means that she's going to stay virgin until she's married.
Oh, yes, she would totally have
it. Yeah, it's the promise ring.
And you like that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She wears this pretty gold pin on her nice sweater. Cynthia.
Yep, her parents taught her rats. Pretty soon
she'll she's all the way in the back next to Sabrina, of course.
Of course.
She's like, you're into... And note, you hate her because she's actually still really nice to you. She doesn't look... She's like she's a sweetheart.
But she can afford to go to Hot Topic, and she has just the right color hair dye. The kind you were eyeing until you saw the price tag.
Yes.
They labeled her as the virgin.
Yeah, the virgin.
Wow.
I would say that Drake comes in 10 minutes late with the same pleasant aroma of freshly cooked coffee all over him. And there's actually a kid who did this when I was going to high school. He was insanely popular because he smelled like coffee all the time. And I still think that should be a men's cologne. Mm-hmm. Stumbled in class.
Cynthia actually just kind of like touches herself on her shoulder like this when she smells it.
Bonjour, Monsieur Hook. Comment ça va? Bien.
Right there. Just sit down. Drake. So nice that you could join us.
Eventually. Very French apologies. Manager yelling in my ear.
Oh, of course.
I'm here.
See, please. I think everyone knows you're here.
Okay. And I kind of like look back to the rest of the class with a dramatic eye roll when when the teacher can't see me, like, yeah, I'm here.
Cynthia can't even look at you.
When Drake walks into the room, doing everything you just described, what do you think? What's in your character's mind?
I don't know how drunk I was back in those days to choose this. There's a certain charm, I must admit, in a daft sort of way, you know, if you want the mindless ones, but I think I could have done so much better.
So much better.
You hear in your mind.
In my mind, I was saying that.
As that broom falls, you hear in your mind.
Never mind, just picking up the broom. Oh,
you will do so much better.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of when you see Drake?
That kid is so annoying. Why does he always have to be the center of attention? Me, all the time.
What about that smell?
It's just one more way to try to get the attention of mainstream society.
And it works.
Yeah, well, not all of us take the easy way out.
Talking cat.
What about you? Do you think...
His pronunciation was wrong the entire time, and I don't find... He has an unpleasant smell. He needs to shower at least twice a day, and he's probably not following that routine, which is wrong, so...
Doesn't he have a list like you do? How many lists do you have on you right now?
I gotta just tighten the strings on my hoodie and just lay my head down. But I'm not allowed to lay my head down, so I sit up and I'm just staring straight ahead.
You have to check your list.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, when he looks back, you know, he looks back at the group. I sort of meet his eyes, winks, and go back to looking up the ceiling. He's thinking to myself, God, he smells good. He smells so good. Where, coffee smells so bad either.
When you imagine, I'm going to take it darker. When you imagine...
Well, no. When I say he smells good, I mean, like, a good steak smells good.
But when we talk about steak, we have to talk about the cut of steak.
Oh, no.
Where would you start? You don't have to tell us. Just think about it. Let's keep it, discreet.
Cut it. This will be why they don't want me to bring cameras to record.
Exactly. So, okay, so everyone has a little bit of a subtext spoken out loud. Mm-hmm. The teacher, what happens? Homeroom.
So Mr. Hook starts going over, different announcements, that they're, next soon we're going to have the Halloween dance. You better get ready for that.
Your phone is vibrating, just so you know. I'm pointing towards Taylor, our hollow.
Like, just rudely, because I'm not even registering that it's wrong, I pick up the phone and I just hold it like in front of you and I'm just reading my phone. It's a text message or is it?
It is a text message.
I'm reading it.
Taylor.
To yourself?
Yes.
Taylor. Mr.
You're being rude, I want to say. I am allowed to read this.
Emily. I'm so sorry, son. I'm so sorry for everything I wanted to give you that I won't have time to.
And I'm just typing. Okay.
What would his last name be?
Taylor Jones.
Mr. Jones. You know that it is school policy not to do any texting or receive any phone calls. The second you walk in here, and the moment you leave... I'm not supposed
to take phone calls or text messages.
All right. You have to do this again. Gimme.
I look confused as I slowly... I'm not sure if this is the right way to do it. I give you my phone.
As you're handing the phone, it's vibrating, and you see just for a moment the text on there as it's going into the teacher's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the text, you're not quite sure because it's at an angle. It's hard to
read. Constantly...
But you see the text that says something that... says, you will be the last thing that I will think of as my eyes and my life go away.
Okay, so I hand it to you. Just more confused than ever. I'm staring at you like I don't understand what your problem is.
Poetry. He just kind of rolls his eyes and he's bringing, goes to his desk and you see Lindsay kind of looks over to you, and she looks kind of sad, kind of shaking her head.
I shake my head back at her, I tilt my head at, a curious angle as I'm wondering, and I'm just kind of shaking my head back at her. And it's a perfect mix of, I look sad for her.
And then she looks very freaked out.
I look freaked out, and
look back to this teacher when he's speaking to you.
Okay.
Good.
You hear on the speakers. Everyone, specifically the juniors, I would give this message to the seniors, but I fear that for so many of them it's already too late. I would hope, if it's not clear this is the principal speaking, I would hope that all of you would take heart your lessons to not drink, not enjoy the carnal pleasure of another skin or the poison upon your lips as it goes smooth down your throat and as you forget all those worries that keep you up at night. Do not give in to these pleasures. Do not give in to weakness. I want you to pray. I want you to beg for forgiveness, and if you ever feel you need someone to speak to, know that the principal's door is always open.
And as he's saying this, over the silence of the homeroom, you can just all hear, my stomach is rolling.
I pull out a little pad, and you just see me taking, do not give in to carnal pleasure.
It's the words of a wise man. You hear that?
Do you?
Talking about hearing, in the distance, you can hear the sound of a car revving.
I look out the window.
You look out the window, and you see there's a van driving on the side, and it says the words have been, can't tell if it's been carved into it, kind of like a knife to stake to to meet. Mm-hmm. Or I could just paint, sprayed on it like cheap perfume or something, but it says free candy. And the band is driving. For some reason, Raven seems very disconcerned. The van is driving. You see him aside. Then all of a sudden, it turns.
No.
You can see the front. Raven's spouting something to himself. It's getting closer. You can't quite see who's driving it. There's a silhouette, and it seems disconcerned. It's shaking. It's holding its head. It's typing something on a phone. You shouldn't be typing on a phone while you're driving, by the way, for those at home.
Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school. The van is swerving. It's swerving out of control. It tips. It goes off the road. It starts to rotate. And this is becoming an issue because as it's tumbling towards the classroom. And as you realize this, it hits the glass. The glass shatters. The van smashes into the teacher. Mr. Hook
gets just basically crushed between like the van, the front of the van, and the blackboard. And there's just screams. Lindsay just jumps out of the chair. She manages to push both you two in the front to the back, and Steve and everyone else goes tumbling to the back. So all the students maybe are okay.
Fire alarm goes off. Sprinkler water starts to drip down. It's almost like it's raining on the inside. And you see as the van stops to move, blood is pouring from the inside of the van, and it's just leaking outward, pushing on the floor, going into every single crack, pooling.
Drake,
you smell.
Yeah, my stomach is
growling. Okay, we're going to use the first mechanical rule of this game.
Okay.
You, our friend the ghoul, said, upon smelling the blood, the fresh blood, I want you to roll. Actually, do you hold steady, or do you give in to your hunger?
There's too many people. I gotta at least try and hold steady.
How are you holding steady?
I'm closest to the door, so I'm just like backing away. My eyes like focused on it, but like trying to walk out the door so it's no longer in my field. I can't look away, but maybe I can move my body so that I'm no longer looking at it.
So you are now engaging in the move called hold steady. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hand Zed the card, read the line under the word phrase hold steady. What does it say?
All right, when you keep your cool in a scary or tense situation, roll 2d6 plus cold.
Go ahead and grab 2d6. Roll them. Before you roll them, let me just explain the dice for a moment. Have anybody here played Settlers of Catan?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So for those who played Settlers,
it's real.
It's very similar odds in terms of dice. You roll them, you add the two dice together. 7 is the most likely number for you to roll. This is intentional because when you roll your dice, if you get a result of 7 to 9, you get part of what you want, which is the most common outcome to happen in this game. You try to get something, and you get part of it, or get what you want at cost. If you roll 10 or higher, you get what you want, usually, free and clear. If you roll 6 or lower, you don't get what you want, and something worse happens. The GM does not roll, but the GM has a list of moves to inflict upon you when you roll 6 or lower. These are terrible, terrible things in most cases. Sometimes you don't know how terrible it is till later. And sometimes, well, we'll see what happens. So you're going to roll 2d6, and in this case you're going to...
My cold.
What is your cold?
2.
Excellent. This is good for you.
Yeah, this is what I do. All right. So... And I got
9 plus 2 is 11.
So your roll is all this 10 plus. On the card I've handed you, it gives you options for what happens on a 10 plus. Mm-hmm. It also gives you options for 7 to 9. It does not list for anything for 6 or lower because that's where the GM comes in. One of the GMs. We have a he GM and a she GM.
2 punishers, 1 roll. Goodness.
What happens?
All right, so on a 10 plus, I have 3 choices. I choose one. I can either ask the MC a question about the scene, I can carry one forward during the scene, or I can remove a condition.
So you hold steady.
Yeah. And in addition to holding steady, I can choose one of these three things.
What's a carry forward again?
Carry forward is you get a plus one to, if it doesn't specify, to your next roll.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it will specify a very specific context.
Okay.
Like, take plus one forward to accomplishing this goal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, keeping my cool, and I'm going to take the carry forward one. Basically, as I sort of, like, manage to tear myself away and, like, move behind the door so the sight of all that just delicious blood is no longer there, I sort of, like, that fills me a little bit more, like, I controlled it. I did this. I can do this. I can do this. It gives me just a little bit of extra confidence that represents that carry forward for some other role.
But Mr. Hook smells exceptionally delicious.
He still smells good, but you know what? I managed to step away rather than towards, and that I've got control. I'm in control.
Mr. Hook's hand has your phone on it, which has blood on it, and your phone is vibrating. What are you doing as this is happening? What goes on in your mind first, and what do you do?
At first it's shock, as, you know, a van just went through our classroom. But as it hits the good teacher, Mr. Hook, and he is slammed against the blackboard, the blood splattering everywhere. Dark thoughts entered my mind.
The blood makes a pattern that you've recognized before. What is that pattern?
Hmm?
The blood comes in a pattern. What does it remind you of?
The blood splatter.
The way it's flowing in different directions. Does it paint a picture? It stirs something inside you, doesn't it?
Whistler's mother.
A memory of my father's tragic death over and over again. Oh. Tears of sadness, yes, as my axe cut him in two. It's a good day today, I can tell.
So now that you are filled with those thoughts, what actions, if any, do you take?
Calm myself. Maybe I should go ahead and help Cynthia. She must be distraught in these tired, terrible times.
She's sobbing in the corner. Okay. She's like, I don't understand.
Cynthia? Cynthia?
Shh, Cynthia.
Listen, Cynthia, listen, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
are you alive, Cynthia?
Well, I'm alive.
Then, in the end, you suffered nothing. Poor Mr. Hook, it was his time to die, but not you. No, God has a plan for you.
But Mr. Hook was so nice.
He was so nice, but...
Didn't God have a plan for him, too?
Yes, and I guess he served his purpose. We can't help that. It's God's plan. You don't question God. You know that, Cynthia.
I never learned my Ebers.
So, really quick, let's pull back.
Okay.
You're going to be rolling to manipulate an NPC, but do not roll that yet, because we forgot the last part of character creation.
Okay.
There's a thing that's important. So, what I want you to do, what we're all going to do, is we're going to highlight stats. Next to each of your stats is a little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You will fill in two of these bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
The way we fill these bubbles in, do not do it yet, is we will find out who has the most strings on you,
mm-hmm.
and they will tell you which of those to highlight.
Okay. Interesting.
So let us start off with Baron. Does anybody have two or more strings on Baron? Raise your hand.
I have two.
You get to highlight any of Baron's stats.
He seems like a very hot-tempered man, so I'm going to give you hot.
Okay.
So you go ahead and circle that bubble, or fill that bubble in. Then the MCs, the HeGM, the SheGM, may fill out a second stat. I like to usually go with the highest if it's not been highlighted.
Ooh, it's a tie between volatile and dark. I think he's getting dark.
A little bit.
I don't know where I'm getting that idea. I like that dark. Yeah.
Who has two or more strings on Sabrina? Raise your hand. Wow, no one. Who has one string on Sabrina? Raise your hand.
No one has any strings on Sabrina?
You must have strings on Sabrina.
No, she has strings
on me. No, you caught her stealing.
That's right.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Oh, wait,
oh no, I didn't.
No, it she was
did.
With Baron, because I was going through.
Oh, right, yes. Sorry, I forgot completely about that. So, yeah, I do have a string on you.
Yeah.
So, Baron, which of these stats would you like to highlight?
Well, obviously, volatile. She has that type of personality.
Uh-huh. Excellent. She cold is ice. Which would you like to highlight?
Oh, I want to see her get dark. Mm-hmm. No. Look at how happy she got.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a theme from She GM.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'll mix it up.
Don't worry.
Okay. Taylor. Does anybody have two or more strings on Taylor? Raise your hand.
Yes, I do. Got two.
You both got two?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Wait, I have two on Taylor.
Wow. Whoa, Taylor.
Yeah.
People know my ass. Wow. Excellent.
So you all roll the dice and do the higher...
So, one, two, three, four, five, six. Starts with you, one. So, one, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, that is a toughie. I'm going to say cold.
Oh, thank you. I really wanted that one.
Oh.
Cool.
And what about you, Shujam?
Let me see your stats.
You've been challenged with having a theme of darkness.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to break out of that.
Double down or break it?
I think it would be really tragic to see him get all violent. Volatile. You know, volatile.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah. I like volatile. Who has two or more strings on Raven?
I've got three.
I got one.
Yes. Three wins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Picket lover. What do you see?
In that case, it's hot.
It's gotta be hot. Wow.
It's gotta be hot.
Some like it hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what
skin you wear.
Oh, yeah, for those of you playing at home, when we say skin, we mean character sheet, which also comes in like a folded booklet.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hand around a quote skin, it's a character sheet. Very great layout, by the way.
All right. Yep. I'm going to typecast myself and say dark for you. Talk about the giant 2 score in dark.
Nice.
Now, who has two or more strings on Zed? Me. Excellent. Which stat would you like to highlight?
You know what? He's been playing it, so let's give him hot as well.
All right.
Hot as well. He is.
Let's do cold since it's a high stat. Yeah.
Okay, sounds great.
So what does highlighting mean?
So highlighting means, and this is what we wanted to do before you rolled, and this is the reason, every time you roll a highlighted stat, it's per scene, every move that uses that stat, when you roll, doesn't matter if you succeed or fail, you mark off 1 XP.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay.
Those are your XP.
So you only got 1 XP.
XP
and for manipulating an NPC, what stat does that use?
Hot.
And do you have hot highlighted?
Yes, I do.
So you'll be marking 1 XP immediately.
Okay. Very neat.
Irrespective of what happens next.
Okay.
And I will give you a card. All
right. So should I roll now?
You certainly can.
So are these cards all shuffled in random? So we don't...
No. There's something that actually made just for this, mm-hmm. where normally it's just a sheet with all your moves, basic moves. But for you guys, because we thought it'd be fun, just to kind of... And also a good teaching tool, just, you know, one move per card, just to make it easy.
Usually
you know?
They roll it out and just so...
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you don't have to scan a big sheet.
Really appreciate the work you put into it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's part of why we were late, so we apologize.
Cynthia, here, let me help you. Let me help you realize God's plan.
Or not.
Oh, wait, you know what? It hit this.
Okay.
No. Whoa.
Let's keep it.
Really?
Let's keep it.
It's up to you, Trujillo.
No. Well, we'll keep that because it's fun to fail.
Okay.
But what happens if you get a straight up snake eyes? Is there like
it's,
a.
Oh, it's already as bad as you
six, yeah. six and below. Okay. Just, yeah.
So.
No.
You can write the hack, though. There's many hacks of this.
Okay.
And your hack is the, I'm already playing to lose. How can I play to lose more?
No, I'd call it David's Realm.
Yes.
All
right,
so you...
What's your total, just out of curiosity?
Three.
Three.
Excellent. Oh, don't you add any hot, don't you?
I had a zero.
Okay, I'd like to read to all of you for full disclosure and for those at home... The list of hard moves, these are called, that the MC, the HGM or SheGM, can inflict upon you when you fail a roll or when you ignore something. So, for example, let's say I describe someone pulls out a gun, and then I say they're going to point a gun at you. They're looking at you. There's no gotchas in this game, right? And if I'm going to have a character that lies to you, I'll tell you that they're lying.
Yeah.
You don't know it necessarily as a character, but it gives you an opportunity to react to it. So I'm saying he's going to pull, or he or she's going to pull the trigger, and you're going to get shot, what do you do? And you always lead with, what do you do? Now, if you say, well, I'm just going to stand there and take it, I'm going to get shot, then I get to do a hard move. If you roll as a reaction, get six or less, we get to do a hard move. Here are some examples of hard moves. Separate them. Put them together. Announce off-screen badness. That's things in the peripheral there. Are coming for you. Announce future badness. Inflict harm as established. So, like, you can get hurt, but it shouldn't be, like, for no reason. I should also point out that when an NPC has a string on you, one of the things a string can be spent to do is inflict a hard move on you out of nowhere. So, if an NPC has a string on you, like, for example, our friend here, Baron, the master, I know you don't like, he's not a savior, rather.
He's a savior.
The savior. It's not about master.
The turn is all about peace and love.
Peace and love. So the love bringer can spend a point, a string on you to harm you out of nowhere. It's very horrible. So to continue, you can make them pay a price. You can tell them possible consequences and ask them how they react. So not everything is as horrible, right? There's an array of options. You can have people leap to the worst possible conclusion. You can turn the move you were just doing back on the person. You can expose a dangerous secret to the wrong person. You can take a string on that character. You can trigger their darker self. Although it specifies in the book to not do that too easily. Because, you know,
let me help you, darkest
side. Yeah. You can herald the abyss.
What is that last one?
Herald the abyss.
No, just herald the abyss.
I'm sure that will come up in this type of situation.
Yeah, okay. That's actually his name. His name's Harold the Abyss.
Yes, it is.
So, what sometimes Fannibal does is if we have a good idea for a consequence, could we suggest it?
I would love for you to suggest it.
It's so you nearly leap out of your skin with a suggestion.
You have one?
Yeah, that's why I started squirming.
Oh, okay, so go ahead. I'll give you mine afterwards. All
right, my idea was simply Baron was at the front of the class, and even though he was tossed aside, he's still at the front of the class. And he's got his back towards the van, his hands on Cindy's shoulders.
Cynthia's
shoulders. And he says, let me show you God's plan. Camera pans out Matrix style onto the ground, the tile of the classroom, all the way back to the wreckage, where the dripping of the gasoline leaking from the wreckage slowly moves over to the French teacher's Zippo lighter. Never actually... It never failed him. Always lit every time. But he was supposed to quit smoking. Don't smoke, kids, because as the Zippo falls out of his pocket, it ignites the gas. So, let me show you God's plan. There's an explosion. He gets hurt. Let me show you God's plan.
Here's my suggestion. We're explaining how the game works, right? Mm-hmm. So what I would do, it depends on how harsh of a MC you are. Clearly you would be very harsh.
He's always the storyteller. You should see what he does to us.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What I would do in this case is I would say, because we didn't establish the Zippo lighter and the gas, right?
Okay.
So I would introduce that, and then I would turn to the players, and I would say, what do you do? And then depending, if you ignore it, it explodes. And you can roll, and then if then a roll is failed, then it could explode.
Is there a benefit for ignoring? Because it seems like ignoring is something that I've never seen happen in an actual game before. Like somebody actively saying, like, I'm not going to...
I mean, I guess, like, you know, there could be other consequences if you failed the roll. So that you might not want to get triggered.
Or something bad happening would be more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You play to lose.
Well, yeah. You had an idea as well, though.
Yeah. Mine is a little bit less severe. He says something like, you know, let me show you God's plan. And she reverses the whole thing on him. And she basically says, she's like, you know, she says something really nice that makes you doubt for a second that she actually makes you feel good. That you actually doubt. You know, you kind of feel bad what you're trying to do to her.
Couldn't I just be sitting fire?
Wow. I choose fire.
You feel bad trying to manipulate her at this time.
So, both of those sound good to me. Could we roll randomly?
For which one? Yeah.
So, odds or evens.
Okay. So, odds, fire, evens, and social change.
The person who is affected by this is the one who gets to roll.
Five.
Odds
five.
Or evens? Evens.
slight twinge of consciousness. Okay.
So explain that to us. What is it, if this was a movie and the camera's looking at you? How do we, the audience at home, know what just happened inside?
How does she make you? How does she scare you? Okay. Essentially, this girl in like a
or make
like,
you feel bad,
like a pastel sweater and like, you know, just like a little bob haircut with her virgin pin.
Okay,
how is she terrifying you right now?
All right, I say my words to her to try to calm her down, and she looks deeply into my eyes, like, you know, you're right. Thank you, Indian. I know that you'll always care for me.
What the fuck? I'm gonna. Cynthia just became way more important. Yeah. Cynthia gets so sticky.
Yes. Ooh, that conscience has a bite.
My, you actually, like, when I turn my head slightly, you can actually see, like, I'm trying to take something out of my mouth. That's good, Cynthia. That's. Oh, look, there's a van on fire. Excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm killing myself on fire.
Cleansing fire. You're a fine player.
And before, like, you turn away, she's like, I don't really know enough about you.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
We should pray together sometime.
Yeah, we should do that.
This is increasingly a strange conversation given what's happening around us. With that said, Sabrina, what are you doing? How do you react?
Since Sabrina was near the windows, even if not one that was actually crashed through, I imagine there's, you know, the energy coming through the wall. The window next to her did shatter, so she's got like glass all around her. And you know, she's kind of frozen for a second because she's very jaded and cynical, but a pedo van just crashed through her
car. It does say free candy on
exactly.
The side.
This is pedo van. And, you know, she's a Catholic school girl, so it's like ingrained in her. It's like, bad, creepy.
Amazing. Simply amazing.
So she has that moment of, what the fuck? And then she like kind of like jumps out of her seat as she's seen you know, the jock is pushing people back out of safety and the blood is beginning to pool. And you know, she stands up. She has her knockoff Doc Martens on, and the camera pans down, just kind of follows them crunching over glass, and then eventually starts crunching over blood-soaked glass as she's getting closer to what has happened. And she is going to check on the teacher and see if there is any possible way that he actually survived this. If we need to be calling an ambulance, or, you know, and hope that he could actually.
Well, there's a phone next to him, so.
That's true. There is a phone in his hand. So you're getting, you know, as you said, you're stepping on the glass. You hear it crunch. Fortunately, nothing sharp enough goes through to impact your foot. And you get closer, there's blood, it's splotching, it's making kind of the sticky, stretching kind of like sound as you're like walking. And you see Hook, the French teacher, looking up at you. What about Hook? What injury catches Sabrina's eye? She GM.
Well, his glasses broke. And there's like a big shard of glass in his eye right now.
Oh.
But, you know, he seems to be strangely... doesn't seem to be feeling anything. He's like looking at you. He's like, I never thought it wouldn't hurt very much. And he's reaching out to you with his hand.
It could be a blood-soaked hand.
Of course. Yeah. You know, there's actually stuff on it. You're maybe other body fluids at this point.
Goodness.
Yeah.
He's
like, I always thought you were different. Maybe help. And he kind of, like, reaches out to you, his blood hand.
She does take his hand, you know, just kind of holding it for a moment, and then she slides it away, and she kind of scrapes her fingers over the blood and the gore. She's going to keep that. Essentially, she's taking, I want to take, like, a sympathetic token from him.
Yeah, yeah.
As in, I am taking his...
You thought you were... I'm pointing to Baron. You thought you were the evil one.
Yeah. She has hope. There's hope for her.
And I'm saying to them, just hold on. And then I'm grabbing the phone, and I'm going to call 911.
Okay.
So you grab the phone, and there's a message on it that you see for a brief flash that says, I'm sorry, make sure no one's next to the window.
Since the phone confiscation took place in front of the whole class, I shoot a look at Taylor.
Okay, so...
This is just me. It's a what the fuck look. And then I'm going to just click away from the text screen and dial 911.
Should she be holding steady? Or is she just totally cool with
this? I think the fact that she was taking the sample from the body right. makes me think that holding steady is not an issue. It's a sympathetic
token. I have one of my moves is transgressive magic when my ritual violates the community's moral and sexual standards.
Okay.
Using blood in magic has to violate everybody's moral standards. Like, there are probably even other witches that say, no, that blood magic is weird and creepy. Bad things will happen.
In fact, when you turned 13, someone had that conversation with you.
This is what it means to be a woman, and this is what it means to be a witch.
So I know Taylor wants to go, but we're going to hold off with you, Taylor. Oh, you're going to be the last to go. Just hold on that tension.
Okay.
Let's skip right to Zed.
I'm outside.
You're trying to run away now?
Well, no, I was outside the door, like sort of catching my breath and like.
Oh yeah, you held steady.
I held steady, and I'm still like just outside the door, like trying to breathe in.
You do see that Principal Tyrant is walking this direction, so that you know.
Yeah.
Excellent. What about you, Raven? Are you holding that book?
I am. I'm holding. Oh, go away. Sorry, cat bothering me. I'm holding the book, standing in the corner of the room and just looking at it. Is making a roll for holding steady a mandatory thing?
Or it is not a mandatory thing. It depends on whatever is happening in the fiction. Would it be required for you, given what's happening? It depends on your character.
Depends what you want to do.
Does your character? How would your character feel about this? What are you experiencing?
Drake Raven, while this all was going on, while there was some sort of church group, and there was a CSI
and then investigation. Your boyfriend.
Yep, and then...
If you look around for me, I'm out of sight. Like, he just, like, booked it.
Oh. Well, it doesn't
mean... Rather than go in and comfort anyway.
Doesn't mean he's a coward, just means that he's prudent, and he left.
He's really a genius.
Drake, kneels down briefly, flips the book open away from everyone else, kneels down, picks up a small piece of glass, holds it, looks around, makes sure no one's near him, holds it to his palm over the book and says, "Tell me what this means. More interesting than French class," and slices into his hand.
Excellent.
It sounds like Taylor, or Raven rather, sorry. It sounds like Raven would like to gaze into the abyss.
I would love to gaze into the abyss.
So go ahead. Take this card. Thank you. Read what it says to do.
Roll 2d6 plus dark. Okay.
Let's see. Read the top of it, actually. Okay. Read the whole thing.
Gaze into the abyss. When you ask the abyss questions, roll 2d6 plus dark.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay. I'm going to move you.
Soda.
Move aside, Soda.
Okay. And remember, if you roll a stat that is highlighted,
it is.
You immediately get XP.
I would like to take my XP.
You don't have to announce it. You don't have to ask permission. You just take it. It's owed to you.
By the universe.
Harness that XP.
Oh, I see. It's like Obamacare XP.
Ooh. If everyone can get it, is it special? I'm just saying. Right.
Oh, I've rocked 11. The shit out of that roll.
Wow.
11 plus 2. So,
15, Abyss, 15. Yes. Okay, we'll link you right up.
It's basically demonic OnStar.
So, read what the rest of that card says.
Okay. On a 10 plus, you choose 2.
So it answers your questions, but
yes.
On a 10 plus.
Let's change my question, because what does this mean is kind of obvious, considering the information my character has. What part of this will happen next as it drop blood into the various pages? On a 10 plus, you choose 2. Visions are lucid and detailed, or visions show you what you must do, and you carry 1 forward to doing it. Reading from a card makes me feel like we're playing a really fucked up game of Clue, and I love it. Or visions cure you, removing a condition. Wait, can I cure my hands?
Well, so far this is color, so that you're okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to... I'll take...
the first two.
Yeah, I'll take the first two. Visions are lucid and detailed, in which I talk to, I guess, the IT of the dark. And visions show you what you must do and carry one forward to doing it. Interesting. So it won't just answer my question of what will happen next, but it will also give me a hints, like a video game. Like little text will pop up in the lower part of my vision saying...
So the idea with a lot of these moves is that they escalate or snowball is what the term is in the book, so that there's constantly forward momentum in the game and the story and the fiction.
And those of you that have Valkyrie, just take note of that, because sometimes you can forget that.
So carry one forward. So you have a vision. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's a classroom, right? There's where everyone is. And everything just goes blurry. So all this goes dark, and it's just zoomed in on you, and there's a spotlight on the van. Right? And you see the van, the words, free candy. Show everyone the picture in the book.
I would love to.
Because you see the pages open up of the book, and the picture of free candy. You can pull that sticky off, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, yes, you know. Old news, right?
Nice. Oh my gosh, creepy.
Actually, Steve sees a little bit of it. He's like, whoa! What's that? Oh, come on, man. Let me see it.
So the pages start flipping around in your vision. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and flip through some of those pages. And as they're flipping around, it stops on the last page. Turn that page one more. And there's a house. House that seemed like it was burnt down. Something happened with the fire. And you see from one of the windows, there's a silhouette and eyes bleeding, but it's not quite red. The vision is black and white, so you can't really tell what color. But clearly it's awful and wrong. And as it looks at you, it whispers in your mind and says, "This is... what I want. This is what God wants. This is what Tyrant wants. This is what Baron wants. This is prophecy. This is what will happen step by step, photo by photo, life by life. And when it is all done, this school will fall deeper and deeper, and then the gates of hell will open, and I will be able to go home."
Mr. Hook, I'm sick. I'm going home.
So that's the vision you see.
Okay.
Look, I'm bleeding, Mr. Hook.
To address your question, phrase your question again for us.
What part of this will happen next? And the condition that I took was it will also tell me what to do.
Excellent. So what it tells you is help me make this happen. Help Baron make this happen. And if you help Baron, you'll get your bonus, it says. Now, this is not what you have to do.
Sounds kind of... I don't know. When a demonic book, you know, considering the circumstances, a demonic book covered in my own blood tells me to help somebody. You know, gives it horse mouth.
But it warns you. It warns you. There are a few who could stop this. And you see images of Sabrina, but not as she is now. But as she will be, she's floating on a cloud of maggots.
So
they're so soft, the way they're crushing underneath your feet like the glass is now, except instead of blood, it is power, magical power. You spoke of transgressive magic. You have no idea where you are going. And the power that you have in your darkest self, oh, it's such a beautiful thing to witness. And you can't quite see it, but you certainly feel it. Also, Taylor, so empty, but what he will be filled with, so terrifying. And finally, your love. Oh, how she would love to share with you. More specifically, how she would love for you, he. In your mind, sometimes you think of her as a, him as a she.
Labels.
It's some dreams.
So skinny and it's
sometimes when you dream about him, he's a she. Sometimes reminds you of your parents. Sometimes it reminds you of yourself, but older, still working at the coffee shop at 58 years old. No longer cool, and certainly not ironic. You know that these three could cause problems. And then you snap out of it. Taylor.
I was wondering if this is okay. This entire time when, you know, it crashes through the window, splatter, people are screaming. Could, for some reason, the only thing that really happened is I got pushed back on my seat a little bit. And it's just kind of like the wheels are still spinning, but I'm just sitting there. It's kind of, this doesn't belong. My mind is trying to say, like, what to do in the case of a car going through a window. And it's finding a big, empty space of, we never covered this. So finally I just say, oh. And it's almost like, tell me if this is going a little far.
Just keep going with it and we'll tell you, buddy.
I look up suddenly and I'm in a house. Yes. In a room. It's painted clearly. I hear crying in the room, and I'm walking forward, and I open the door, and there's a kid crying in his bed. Mm-hmm. Typical, stereotypical, you know, there's a cross over his bed, there's a few, like, you know, Bible scriptures on the wall, and I walk over to him, and I take a seat right next to the child, and I just wrap my arms around him, and it snaps me back, and I have walked over to the teacher who is pinned against it, and I've taken his head. And I'm just holding it, like cradling it, and I'm saying, you know, I see skies of blue, clouds of white.
There's a piece of glass in his eye.
Yeah. And I look, and I'm just trying to, and I'm just singing, you know, what a
bright, blessed day. Take it out, please.
Dark.
Take it out.
And I say to myself, and I just stroke his head.
What a wonderful world.
And, you know,
Sabrina's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Sabrina's right there, like.
And the blood splatters on you.
And this just became a Kurosawa film. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just trying to stroke his cheek. And then I look towards the pedo van. Yes. And I say, like, you know, I hear babies crying.
Watch them grow. You hear that same song from coming from inside the van.
You know, and I just kind of like I let go of the teacher, and I just stand up. There's blood just caking my face. The
same song that your mom would sing to you.
And I'm moving towards back of the van. Yeah, and I'm going to try to open the back of the van as I just keep on singing that same verse.
There's just for some reason the back of the van, the doors, although they're locked, they seem to just give to you. You all see the metal just start to crack as he bends it back, and he just peels the doors right off. And they drop on the ground, crushing a desk.
And is anybody inside?
You go look, and you see your father. You see your father looking at you, holding a book, looking at you, singing that song. It wasn't your mother's voice, it was your father's. He looks at you. Life is fading away from him. Son, I'm sorry. I hope that my sacrifice means that you won't have to go, that you won't have to experience punishment for things you never even did. Please, I hope when you find out you forgive us.
You've made a mess of things. You should be cleaning it up. It actually could probably heartbreak into the father because he just sees that I just don't understand. So I just go into, you're not cleaning this up. You've made a mess. You should be cleaning. And I'm just ratting this off. And he could tell that I have no comprehension what
his
he's
legs
talking
are
about.
Broken. They're bent backwards.
And, I guess I start just, I go into the van and you see me trying to pull him out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try.
And, you know that...
And actually, no, as I'm trying to pull him out, suddenly there's life in my eyes, just for a brief second. And I grab him by the eye, like the face, and I'm just like, it's like I'm magnetically locked into his eyes, and I'm trying to see into the darkness.
Oh, you wanna gaze into the abyss?
It's something's telling me to suddenly. Like, I don't know if it's like my dad's slowly dying, and I just pick that up. Like, need to look, right. And I'm just grabbing him by
the face. Look into the abyss.
Why not do? Okay, so. When you ask the abyss question,
what questions do you ask the abyss?
So how are you?
Doing all right?
I'm feeling can cold.
I was going to say something like, I'm going to make it a little cryptic because I like throwing curveballs at the GM to see if they
he can. Does.
There are two GMs yes. between both of us.
Your curveballs will be taken. Question, who was I before I died?
Ooh. Oh, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Here roll.
Ooh, and then it's, I get the plus, oh, 8.
Alright.
So what are the options?
Visions are confusing and alarming. Visions are lucid and detailed, but they give you one conditional drain.
So you got one of
so
those
you can
options.
Have the condition drained, or you can have visions that are not so clear.
What's a direct, like, so I'd be just exhausted?
So condition drained, in the fiction, you'd be tired, and if someone uses that in their favor, they could get a plus one against
I'm just going to use a vision, just for now, I think it's a better story, confusing and alarming.
That sounds fine. You might have to help us ramp this up to figure out what's alarming for you, but we'll go in and feel free to interject alarming.
Can I start?
Yes, go for it, please do.
So, you're looking into your father's eyes for the last time, and do you realize this is the last time you're going to do that? Be able to do that?
It honestly feels like I don't comprehend that it is mostly a vessel because it almost feels like I'm trying to see another life of me through him, and so this life doesn't matter to me.
Okay. And would you have really made would you have been the sort of person that made and kept eye contact often? Or
no. So I don't like making eye contact.
So how often would you... He probably never even has really looked in his father's eyes before.
Yeah.
So this is mostly about seeing the answers, and I just don't... even look... I'm not trying to understand myself as I am right now. I'm trying to understand who I was before I died.
Okay.
And that's what Mike... And I don't even understand that myself, but that's what... There's a deep, dark part of me that wants to know what I was before I died.
So when you look in your father's eyes, you kind of... You realize that every time, like... Whenever your father was observing you, he was not really observing you. Mm-hmm. He was always taking notes. He was always, you know, like... You know, and you remember fights between him and your mother. Mm-hmm. Your mother insisting that, you know, you be treated like a person, mm-hmm. and your father, no. He's part of the work, the great work. And then, you know, this is just your memories right now.
Yeah.
And then the weird shit happens. You actually start to see through your father's eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you see your father is just like analytically looking at various parts. He looks at your right hand, your left hand, you know, your leg. He looks at your ear, your left
breathing.
Ear. And you suddenly get your father's memories, flashbacks. You see your father walking into like someplace where there's like a lot of children, you know, a lot of teens. Like maybe you're not sure, you've seen it on TV, like maybe this is... It's not quite what you thought, like an orphanage would look like, or like, you know, or like a home where you know teens go. And you see your father lying, saying that he's telling the people there like different names for who he is, going to different driving distances and going to these same locations, and we're interviewing children, interviewing like teenage boys. You know,
you from the van, you hear me speaking various languages as if I'm talking. I'm talking just, you hear Russian, you hear Mandarin. In my mind, I'm saying like me talking to an Asian kid, me talking to a kid that looks like he's probably old school Soviet Russian, like all these things, like just going back and forth of visiting languages.
He's traveled the world.
Yeah. Looking for somebody.
Going to places and then, you know, every now and then he'll have a look where he kind of nods and he writes in that notebook.
The eyes are just right.
Yeah, and then you...
The jaw would be a perfect fit.
And then the last vision you see...
are perfect.
Is him just kind of handing some money to someone in, like, some, like, far Eastern European like very, very, very depressed, sad-looking orphanage. Mm-hmm. Unless you have another.
Oh, and then well, finally, he hands the list over, and Principal Tyrant looks to him. He's like, "Brother, you've done the Lord's work. These are exactly the sacrifices that we need to bring upon to this world the resurrection, the thing that will change everything. And I want to thank you, because I know that while your work is hard, it is just, it is good, it is right. You will never be forgotten." And then it pans out, and you're holding your father, and he's looking at you, his legs crushed, you're holding him above, you know, he's lifting him from the ground, and blood is coming out of his mouth, and he whispers in your ear, "Please, son, end me, don't let me suffer anymore. I'm not like you, I can feel pain." What do you do?
I look towards him, tilt my head, and say, "Mister, you," and I say it in perfect, like, Soviet, like, perfect Russian, you know, like, "Mister, you said my mother would be waiting." And then I just crush, I grab this by the throat, like, to start squeezing.
Yes. Excellent. We'll have you lash out physically
and use your sex move.
Stop being so eager
for that. Mm-hmm. What? So, okay, you're a little, okay, so, a little Freud in the game? Come on.
Oh, shit. Oh. One.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Time to use the David diagram.
Yeah. When the use a physical harm someone, roll 2d10 and volatile. So, 3.
Hand me the card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So, you start to, you do that in Russian, and when you say that in Russian, yeah, your father's eyes open wide up. And he starts saying, I'm sorry, and you're trying to break his neck, to crush his neck, and you just can't seem to do it. And you see he's just suffering more and more, and he just starts screaming at you, "Why won't you kill me?" And he starts saying it louder. "Why won't you kill me? Why won't you
all hear this?" Lindsay starts running to the van.
Okay. Yeah.
"Why won't you kill me?
What's going on in there? What are you doing?"
Raven goes and investigates as well.
What are you doing?
He's rushing, he's looking at the book, he hears, "Why won't you kill me? Taylor just ripped two doors off, do you mind, Kat? Two doors off of hinges, like, seems like that's where the party is." So he rushes over and sees Taylor completely ineffectually trying to kill a crippled man.
Did Sabrina ever get connected with 911?
Yes. What is your emergency?
Taylor is just just singing to Mr. Hook. It's she's explaining, kind of hyperventilating. "I'm a student at the Catholic school in Rego Park. We just had a van crash into our classroom. Our teacher is hurt," and watches him stand up. And, "Oh my God, one of the students is going into the van."
"Get away from the van. Get away from the van."
"I don't think he knows that there's no candy."
"There's no candy in the van. It's on fire."
They get the address from you, and they're like, "We'll be there immediately."
Mm-hmm. And then, but
please go to safety.
I'm on there long enough for the "Why won't you kill me?" Dad screaming starting to happen. It's like, "Please send police too. Please, there's something really weird going on here. Oh my God,
define weird, weird, please."
"There's people begging to die in the van."
"Wait, excuse me?
There's someone in the van begging to die. One of the students went in there. I don't know who's screaming it."
"Okay,
the police! Give me a note! Oh my God, what is taking you so long?" Click. I pissed off at them. There should have been someone here like 5 minutes ago.
You are, by the way, holding the shard of glass that you took out of the eye. Just letting you know that. What are you doing?
Well, obviously someone's in need of aid, and I need to get the hell away from Cynthia. It's like, "Cynthia, I must go and help this..." I'm out.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Damn
it.
You're so brave and strong.
Oh, this hurts so much.
You're like, "Jesus, help
me." Oh!
Wow, she's just like Brutus, like, just
slamming. She's the one that's got the...
Every step is just another backstab upon my morality.
Usually you like it when a woman abuses you this much.
I step to the van. I will help in any way I can to get the hell away from Cynthia.
I open the door. It's like, Taylor! Is anyone up? You're watching what's happening.
Yeah, I'm... Okay. And there are no doors.
Okay. Well, you saw. Hold on a second. As you see all this going on, are you still?
Well, no, I'm not looking into the room. I want to. Okay. The line of sight between me and all that blood has to stay broken. Okay. What I did see, though, you told
tire
me
was
the,
coming,
yeah, tire was coming in. So, principal, something happened. There's.
He hands you a box. He's like, you've always been a curiosity. A pleasant curiosity. I think you deserve a treat.
What the fuck? I open the box.
And you see there's a hand in there with a wedding ring.
Oh.
Their is blood it fresh? It's very, as in like seconds fresh.
Is it a male hand or a female hand?
It's a male hand.
Alright. Yeah, that matters. It's a little crunchier than the ones.
Principal, we're not allowed to eat outside of the cafeteria.
Yeah, but between like the smell of blood, everything else, like I can't resist that. Yeah, he's. I just look at him like.
And as you do that, he's stroking you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like
good dog.
Yeah, there's no resisting that. I could try, but no.
What are you doing,
Taylor? What the hell are you doing?
And anybody like can jump in and. Okay.
I was looking around and I was snapping towards it. And then I immediately looked down because I don't want to make eye contact. I still have the guy by the throat and had the shot of glass, and it's like my hand is bleeding because I'm like pressing down on it and I'm just holding it to his my head.
What are you doing, boy?
So to rule thing. Mm-hmm. Let me read to all of you what you can spend strings to do.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, strings help you fuck someone over.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get more specific than that.
So quick question. Sure. So I'm basically giving in to my hunger.
Yes, you are.
I'm basically getting. Well, it says add one to rolls.
Oh, I get that.
So you want something bad happening, or you get to add one?
No, I get to. So I'm okay, it's effectively a carry forward. I guess
you do. You get a carry.
Is there a hard move to with that, or?
No,
it's just basically that's like fantastic. My hunger. If I give in to my hunger, I get a plus one. If I try to resist it, I'd have to roll the whole
thing. Yes.
So you guys know you can spend a string to do the following. You can add one to your roll against someone. You can do this after you make the roll.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can subtract one from their roll against you. You can do this after the roll. You can offer them an experience point to do what you want.
Interesting.
You can force them to hold steady in order to carry out a certain action. Ooh. So if someone's about to stab someone with a shard of glass, you can spend a string on them and they have to roll to hold steady to do it. You can add an extra point of harm when you're dealing harm.
Hmm.
And you can place a condition on someone. So, like, you can fuck someone over in different ways.
And when you spend a string, is that you no longer have that string?
Yeah, the string is gone.
Okay.
But it's easy to get
strings. Yeah, you can get strings. Yeah, there's abilities that give you strings.
There's abilities. If you, when you turn someone on, you can get a string against them.
Okay.
You definitely try to turn people on.
Okay, so I look upon Taylor, and the moment is just too good for me to resist. Taylor, what are you doing? You heard him screaming. End his suffering.
Yeah, like I suspect the tyrant just got a string on me, actually, given the whole hand thing.
And I possibly, and I can. So that means I have him hold steady at this point. Is that
what you can do that if is that what you're looking
for? I wanted to cut the guy's throat.
So
Lindsay is right next to us, though.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, just so I just want to point out, it's like we do have people.
Oh, right, you're right, you're right. Sorry. So
you could just take care of her too.
Okay. No, listen, one step at a time.
Do you say one step at a time?
No. Okay, so, Taylor. You know what to do.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to try to fight it. I mean,
so wait, how do you react to those words? Like, what are you thinking?
Not that I'm trying to do confusion upon you, but I'm trying to do
confusion. Okay, so what would my parents have taught me?
Probably not to murder.
Yeah, probably not to murder. Like, that, if we're saying,
but
like,
you're also supposed to obey your father, and your father wants to die.
Obey your father is probably a bigger one than don't do harm. Mm-hmm. So obey your father.
And your intent is?
I want him to kill his father. Destroy his innocence, after all.
I actually want to try to fight that anyway. Like, a part of me wants to fight, not kill, since I'm going to assume
sounds
that.
Good.
Okay. So I don't know what
you're going to hold steady, my friend.
Yeah,
would I roll to manipulate him, or is that something?
You cannot manipulate a player, manipulate an NPC.
All right.
But you can offer someone an XP to do what you want. You can also affect his hold steady roll by giving him a minus one.
Okay. By spending after his turn.
After
minutes.
You choose to do the after. Because the thing is, if he fails with it anyway, then there's no point.
Then roll it. Let's see what happens.
Or if he, succeeds by a lot. Okay.
Or you can offer him, it's like, hey, don't bother rolling, give in, and here's an XP.
8, and then what am I doing?
What does the card say? You add, what stat? To
hold. Cold, so, okay. So
and if you have cold highlighted, you get XP.
Yeah, I do it. 8.
8, so yeah. Minus 1 wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, it would be 7. So.
Okay.
So you're trying. You're trying to
multiple strings.
No, one.
Okay. So I look. It's like, I'm going to offer one experience point to him in order to do that. Can I do that?
Yes.
You can. I'm going to deny that experience points. I'm going to drop my. I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm going to drop my father and step away, and just and then I'm just going to cower in the corner.
Yes.
and to be clear, you already did this, but just to be clear, when you do things like offering experience points, you would describe what you're doing. You did do that, but just so everyone knows that.
So what else does it say?
It says, keep your cool, pick an option from the 10 up list, but also condition terrified. So I get actually, I am terrified. I will do that. I'm going to hover in the corner and I'm just going to be freaking out. And I'll take this, I'll carry. I'm going to ask the MC a question about the scene.
What would you like to know?
Does he have both his hands?
Who have both his hands?
My father.
His father.
Why do you ask?
I guess I'm just wondering because it's out of character because he's eating a hand with a wedding band on it. And I was just wondering if.
So you look, and indeed he is missing one of his hands.
Okay, so I see that my father was screwed up. So I'm just now terrified, just in the corner, rocking back and forth.
May I just say your father's delicious?
And you're like, you're chomping down.
Yeah, I'm just
well, what about the ring? What do you do with the wedding ring?
I gave in to my hunger. I just probably ate it. it just went down.
I know that doesn't digest, but it's
okay. Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out later. So it won't be pleasant. But no. I gave in to the hunger.
It's a really, really big, good ring. I got
yeah,
really
I'm not being delicate. I'm like, well, thank you. And like,
no. What about the bone?
I'm assuming it well. Yeah, it's a ghoul. I mean, I guess. Does what do you
eat? Nutrition in the marrow.
Yeah.
Well, you have to break the bone though.
I could see a ghoul being like just
easy to break.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry listening to this, and that just raises so many questions. What I've always understood about ghouls are like kind of like jackals and hyenas. Those things can just rip through bone.
Yep.
Like,
I can
see you just any human just.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like gnawing out there. There's just a mess around his. Yeah. Delicate or pleasant.
Yeah. I also imagine that a ghoul to further dehumanize the ghoul. It's not just a pale person eating flesh because your muscle and sinew works differently than a human. Like your mouth slowly starts to dislodge and stretch, mm-hmm. and like your tongue, yeah, like you have this rope teeth.
Yeah, it's clearly,
and your
clearly,
tongue is like sandpaper.
Yeah, well, when I'm eating, I clearly.
Which you experienced when you kissed him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, but especially when I'm eating, it's clear that I'm not human.
There's so many jokes. Right. Okay, so I'm crying. Not crying, but I'm terrified in the
I mean, depending on. Most everybody's over by the band, but you mm-hmm. might hear like the sounds of just like munching.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to grab that hook that's out there, what are you doing?
I'm going to. I start trying.
There's
to...
There's a sirens in the distance, mm-hmm. by the way, from the 911 call.
I grab Taylor and throw his arm over my shoulder and. In a move of solidarity, because it is clear that he is probably extremely scared, and I know that whatever was going on with his family and his father probably shouldn't have ended in a fiery car wreck.
Oh, you recognize my father, yeah? You do recognize this guy as my
exactly.
father.
Exactly. And I say, come on, Taylor, we need to get out of here. We need to get out of here.
Do you want to turn Taylor on?
No, because I'm going to bring him. No, what the fuck is this? A candlelit dinner?
Hey man, different people.
Exactly.
It really, quite literally, is for me.
Well, because I'm about to carry Taylor out into the hallway to find Zed, mm-hmm. who I know is the best person to get somebody unseen.
That's true.
It's like I can't make so you disappear, guys, but my boyfriend can.
So, do you go?
I'm numb. So I'm terrified at the moment. So I guess I'm following. Like that's I'm going back to my.
Yeah, all right. Follow. So just in a cinematic moment, because I feel like my stats should play a little bit more into this. Those of you outside the van see me disappear into the van, and then I come out. I come out with like disheveled hair, and my glasses are off, and my collar's slightly unbuttoned, and I'm carrying Taylor like a wounded soldier. And I'm like. And I look off into the distance, and the red and blue of the flash of the police car now pulling up, like, flashes in his like, clear blue eyes. And he looks across the entire class and says, I'm going to get you out of here. And start moving towards the hallway.
And meanwhile, the camera is pulling away, and you just finish.
Is the principal still out there?
He's watching you. He's holding. He's petting your head.
Yeah. So yeah, as you guys come out onto the into the hallway, I look up with like the hand still like in my mouth, and like that wedding ring that you would probably falls down, clink clink clink, and falls right in front of you.
I don't even know how to respond to that. So we'll get I'm going to let you digest that for a second. Quite literally. Sorry about that at home for the pun.
No, we're big on puns. Yeah.
My character has no idea how to... I don't even know how to handle
it. The ring rolls to you, and it spins, and for the first time we see your parents' first names. We'll say Elizabeth and Scott.
Yeah.
So you see Elizabeth's heart, Scott, in the inside of the ring as it spins. So you're, and then you see, and the principal says, "I believe in you, son." And he like walks away, or he's trying to walk away. He can catch up to him. Sabrina, what are you doing right now?
What the hell?
You see, the police are now here too.
About time! Oh my goddess.
Wow.
I'm going
One of the students stops like, are you a Wiccan? I'm a Wiccan too.
No, duh. Oh my god, this is not the time.
I'm just saying, I felt like we both have that.
And she tries to turn her off.
It's Steve, actually.
It's Steve.
Yeah, it's
Steve. Yeah.
He's not really a Wiccan, he's a douchebag.
Yeah, I'm also...
He would totally use that to get into her
I'm
pants.
Also believing the Quran.
Whatever you want, whatever looks best.
Whatever turns yeah.
Goddess thing yeah, yeah. sounds great. I always liked that better than the God thing.
So tell me about
Goddess your, says, though.
Tell me about your sex rituals.
Hey,
Kat.
He's like he's stroking like a new issue of Thor.
Yeah,
kind of like this Valkyrie.
What exactly does happen when you turn someone on? Can it be used like as okay? As an NPC, so would it just be
so? How about this? Let's take a step back, and I will read you some options here so that you guys have a sense of what you can do when you turn someone on a 10+. You gain a string against them, which is very useful. You can modify the roles and do more harm. On a 7-9, they choose one. Not you. They choose one. They give themselves to you. They promise something they think you want. They give you a string against them. We were talking about what you can spend strings on. Holding steady. If you hold steady in an intense situation, you can ask the MC a question about the scene. You get carry one forward. You can remove a condition and so on and so forth. Lash out physically. You can deal harm. You can do greater harm if you roll 10+. You can gain a string on someone through physically beating the crap out of them. You can make them need to hold steady before they can retaliate. So there's things like that. Getting into the abyss, we've talked about. Shutting someone down. When you shut someone down, you give them a condition. You can make them lose a string on you. If they hold no strings on you, you can gain a string on them. You can run away from the scene. On a 10+, you get away and end up in a safe place. But the 7-9 is really interesting. One of the options is you run directly into something worse.
Wait, what role is that?
Running away. Awesome. And then manipulate NPC. If you roll 10+, they'll do what you want if you give them a bribe, a threat, or motive. 7-9, the MC will tell you what it'll take to get it, get the NPC to do what you want. Do it, and they will.
Okay, and is manipulate an NPC the only thing you can use on NPCs?
Well, you can still turn... No, you can use everything on
okay,
NPCs.
Okay, okay.
It's just all to say is, like, you can kind of force an NPC to do what you want, okay. Or you can't do it to a player.
Well, I think I'm going to actually shut him down, because it sounded like I could get some good stuff out of that. Mm-hmm. And just be like, Steve, not the time!
How's Steve respond to that?
Steve looks really confused. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, this is when things are supposed to happen.
Wow!
Like, you know, our life, we almost died.
Cynthia. Oh my god, how many Harlequin romances have you stolen from your big sister? Ew! Are you even into chicks?
You're so badass.
I like the new version of Wonder Woman.
Undaunted, Steve tries to get laid.
Nine. Let's see, nine is...
And if it's a stat you highlight, remember you get XP.
Yeah, but I do not, unfortunately. I guess we each give each other a condition, because we don't have strings on each other. So yeah, you each give a condition to each other.
So what's interesting about that is if you use the condition that someone has on them, it doesn't go away, but you get a +1 to your rolls against them.
Okay.
So what it's doing is you're softening Steve up to basically get Steve to do whatever you want. What condition would you like to give Steve? So like a condition's like a tag, like what, like terrified, what was one of them?
Can I give him the condition embarrassed?
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's still people around that have heard me accuse. He got shut down in public and accused him of reading Harlequin romances.
That was only once.
My God, man, a man just died. What is wrong with you? Keep it in your pants and go read a Bible.
I don't know.
You heard me. Go.
Burst out of there.
So the condition that you get, though.
Yes, yes,
will be, what would be a good condition for Sabrina?
You sound angry.
Yeah,
angry. You sound just furious.
Or a dog.
Whatever you want to call it, yeah. Angry.
It would be, I don't know, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble kind of angry.
Yeah.
Possibly. So Steve fucks off. What do you do?
I'm going to, there seems to now be a very logical exodus from the classroom.
Yes, this is not ending well for me at all.
And
this book is shaking your hands.
I go outside in time to be confronted with him still with the hand to
And
his
you're
mouth.
Looking at the wedding ring rolls to your feet.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ, again?
Zed?
And you
whatever
see
you're
behind
doing.
All of them,
mm-hmm.
Tyrant. Principal looks to you and just nods, but you can hear his voice very clearly in your head. Mm-hmm. There's trouble brewing here. Watch them closely. And then he looks directly at Raven. Raven, it's so hard to not notice this, but you can not notice if you want.
No, I'll notice.
And Raven, the principal looks directly into your eyes. He looks at you, doesn't say anything, but you hear this one. Is the key. Befriend this one. They will be our next ally.
And my mind goes, yes, my lord. This will be fun.
Yes. Save the flock. For the fire is already here. And you see the van actually starts to light on fire.
Yeah, there's screams everywhere. Like, when you guys are outside in the hallway, there's, like, all the students are in, like, this, you know, the one big hallway in the school, and they're all kind of moving around, but time is kind of frozen for all of you.
Yeah, kids are running out. Kids run through the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're, like, they're just getting the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. They're like, the van's going to explode! And it might not, but that's what people think, and they're freaking out.
Of course it is.
They've seen way too many movies.
You see this.
I'm like, everyone, like, they're like, oh, yes. There's nothing else I can do. I'm like,
this is like a teenager's worst dream. Yes. I can't even stand it. I'm an adult. I can't stand it when people watch me eat. I like couldn't imagine my entire high school class coming out and being like, David, what are you doing eating steak tartare in the middle of the hallway? It's kind of like that dream where I show up naked and it's finals.
Yeah, I got no option. I'm running away.
You're going to run away.
Yeah, he's like, his eyes just go wide.
Keep in mind, you guys can spend a string after your rolls to modify his roll.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and do what that card says. Read it to us. Read it to our audience.
When I run away, roll 2d6 plus volatile. So let me roll my 2d6 and see what happens. Nope, that's a 5, so I fail.
Mm. Okay, well, here's the deal. So, the smells really, really good.
You want more. And in fact, that body, where is your father?
I don't know. They left him in the car as well.
You, like, there's people running around there. You can smell the source. And you want it bad.
Oh, yes, I do.
If you want to resist, you're going to have to roll to hold steady. Or you can just...
There's too many people before watching for me to try not to resist, so I have to try at least. Mm-hmm. So I would roll my hold steady.
Yes.
Alright. And...
Remember, you get XP even if you fail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
I'll keep on the previous roll.
5, 6, 7, 8 plus 2 from cold. So that's 10. At least I make it. Plus, I get an XP for my.
So, for a moment, you were going to go into the van and start to brutalize his father.
Yeah, you probably all see me. Like, I my first is like I take a step back. Like, I look like I want to bolt. Then, like, you see, like, my eyes turn. Like, I still got, like, some bloody lump in my mouth. Mm-hmm. See my eyes, like, turn towards where that body is. Was just like this hungry, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I barely look human right now. I look like just
a shark's teeth. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. And your jaw almost goes unhinged, right?
Yeah, like, I'm just like.
Yeah, see your skin on your sides would tear, and then just reheal.
Mm-hmm. And as you just did that moment of holding back, like the principal is kind of walking away from you guys, getting jostled by, you know, kids running into him, and he just turns around sharply, and just. Yeah. Looks at you and gives you the scowl and just like
I'm keeping my cool. I'm taking another carry forward. I'm packing these on for later, so I'm taking another carry forward there. Like,
nice.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Then you hear that. Don't look at me. The ring is at your feet.
Zed, we've got to go. Zed, look at me. Zed, Zed. It's okay. I just... 2 dice. Zed? Come with me. Oh, I think we've got to talk. You, me, Taylor. You can trust me. It's okay. I'm going to roll hot.
What are you trying to do?
I'm going to try to get him to come with me. Oh, wait. But I can't manipulate people. Right?
No, what you could do is... you do that? You spend a string. You have a string on?
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
So you could spend a string to offer...
And XP to go with you.
You are rocking.
And what you could do is you could do things like if you didn't have a string, you could roll to manipulate an NPC. I'm sorry, you can't do it. You can try to turn someone on, mm-hmm. and turn someone on could give you strings on them.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, I want to turn him on.
Yeah.
I'm going to look.
Well, he has a hand in his mouth.
No, I'm just going to lock my sad eyes on his and I say, I know how you feel and I know you're scared, but you know that you can trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a break.
Yeah.
It's
a bad sign.
What?
That's what I say. I kind of get closer as you're like doing your Dracula, gazing at me with your eyes, with your arm around your mouth, and I say, "Let's get you cleaned up at my place." So six.
Close your heart.
7. And can I spend any...
Well, you don't need to, because 7 is enough.
To succeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So between 7 and 9 is the same.
So what does the card say on the 7 to 9?
Let's see. 7 and 9, they choose 1.
So they hand the card over.
Yeah, I get to choose what I gave you. Mm-hmm.
Hungry eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so either I give myself to you, which is... Not right now.
Well, but I mean, to give yourself could be like you go back to the house and you guys take it out. That could be pretty cool, though. Yeah, maybe that's the way to calm yourself down.
so many gross things. Yeah. Promise something I think you want, or give you a string against me. Well, I already have like all the strings, so, so yeah, I'm gonna. I'm gonna promise. Take me away.
Take me away from this awful place. Yeah.
I've been waiting for you to say that, Sid.
So you guys are going to leave this scene?
Yeah, and I'm going to bring Catatonic Taylor with me.
Do you take the ring? Do you leave the ring there?
I leave the ring there for now.
So you notice that, by the way, because you have eyes for that sort of thing. Like, it zooms in to see that ring. What do you do with the ring?
I'm going to, I want to try to... hopefully when no one is looking at me, I want to reach down and grab it.
You are so awesome that you can just step on the ring and it'll flicker upwards and you can just grab it with your hand. Mm-hmm. So, and you see the camera. The camera's just looking right down the ring. It goes, you grab it right from the hand, mm-hmm. and you put it in your pocket. There's all these sort of things there. I'm not going to even imagine. I don't want to imagine.
I still have his phone in my pocket.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't even want to imagine what you have in your pockets. So you have all the stuff in your pockets. You get that.
Pockets of holding.
Mm-hmm. And you see that they're leaving. These three are leaving.
Well, damn. They're off doing whatever the hell they're doing. Is there no one left inside the classroom?
Yeah, we'll say no. We'll say everyone's left the classroom.
Because the van caught on fire.
Yes.
There's flames, but there's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
You don't care about that.
Not too bad. It's just some flames.
It's only flames, and well, I'll be used to those soon enough. You're still alive.
Please.
First, though. Out of character. Would I have known about the plan with the car? Or that
yes, you do.
I know about that?
Yes.
I'm glad.
Unintentionally, when you were connected to... Tyrant's mind, mm-hmm. you saw images of this. In fact, you saw the same... Is it cool to say that he saw the same images?
Sure. Okay.
Yes.
So I look into his eyes. It's like, it's good that you were part of the plan. I'm glad.
He said I'm no longer of use to him.
That is true.
That's why he made me do this.
But you may still be of use to me. Tell me, is there anything else you might have kept down?
Yes. I didn't... Don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Can you give it to the Mr. Steve?
Oh, he'll just give it to you.
Mm-hmm. He'll just give it. Okay, fine.
He'll just give it to you, buddy.
Damn.
You want to roll that?
No, never mind.
Actually, no, you should roll it.
Why?
Because depending on the roll, you might get stuff.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you, it could be the...
And you could get XP and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And I'm going to use one of my powers. The power flows through you to give... You need to give power to a string in order to add +2 to the X roll. So I can give another string to the tyrant.
Whoa.
Is like, yes.
Plus, I think...
Tell me everything.
Starch one of your, highlighted skills, right?
Yes.
So you get an XP for that. Just for making the roll.
Oh, I just get an XP for making
it? Yeah. Okay. Yep,
whether you fail or make it, you get an XP.
So it's super awesome to do that.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
If you want to use your highlighted stats as much as possible.
That is true enough. Yes. Okay. So plus
min-max
2.
Min-max that.
Plus dark. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nice.
What? Great. Almost a 10, but not quite. Okay, choose one.
People are picking up more pencils. Where are they all coming from?
I'm going to go with visions are lucid in detail, but they give you a condition of drain. Tell me what you know. Yes.
So,
for those of you playing along at home, he's mind melding. That's what that sound was. Not something else. Not a sex
man.
Excellent. So, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. The visions you get are the visions that you see through... Taylor's dad's mind, where he's finding these adopted kids, right, these orphans, to gather parts. But then you see that his father meets with this man, Gar, in a club. And Gar brings him this ink. And he's like, here, I got you what you need. Ink from the wicked. Ink from those... on death row. And his dad nods, and he's like, this is unfortunate. I want you to know that I find this personally revolting, but I will do what I have to save my son's life. And he starts to write into a book, and he writes a journal that Raven has, mm-hmm. but he signs it with a tyrant's name.
Ooh.
And then Gar and his dad are holding each other's hands, and then a third set of hands touches their hands, and it is Sabrina's mother. And they all look into each other, and they all, like, do this blood sex ritual.
As one does. Don't judge.
There's like, it's a Wiccan thing.
Okay.
And, sorry, Wiccans.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, they just fired up their emails.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's an awesome Wiccan thing. And... they imbue this book with something. And then you hear the Abyss speaks back to you. The book will paint Tyrant's every move. It will show what he must do next to complete with his passage to hell so he can go back home. But if he succeeds, that door stays open. And you know that Raven has this book.
Now, on the one hand, I can just get
brownie points with my Dark Lord. On the other hand, well, let's see how things go. Oh, wait, I'm sorry about you. You're still alive. Here.
I am.
I put my hand on his cheek. Don't worry. The flames will put you out.
Could you?
I had to walk out.
Oh. And he was about to say, could you tell my son that I forgive him for failing to kill you?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over your death cries.
The flames rise up. And you can hear him painfully, slowly.
Okay.
No hand, broken legs. More importantly, broken heart.
Oh, poor guy.
With that said, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We'll you guys can make plots and figure out what you want
to
do.
Yeah, we're going to transition to like another scene.
Okay.
Another, like later on in the day.
Okay. Pause it. So pausing it right now.